Dark Satellite Media.
Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Recorded in front of a live studio audience.
This is Great Muta. And you are listening to the Turnbucks Throwbacks with Phil Lea and that pain in the Astropion Light in M Radio.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm going to end your career once and for all right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast!
Woo! Yeah!
Silent when I would use to speak, distant from all around me, who witnessed me fail and become weak. Life is overwhelming, heavy is the head that wears the crown. I'd love to be the one to disappoint you when I don't fall down. But you don't understand when I'm attempting to explain, because you know it all and I guess things will never change. But you
well. Hello, hello.
It wouldn't be Turnbuckle Throwbacks if there wasn't a fucking computer problem.
It is what it is.
Hello, everybody.
Good evening.
Episode 313, Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live on RantEMRadio.com, RantNT Media, The Shining Wizards Network, Dark Satellite Media. Holy shit, you know what I forgot to do?
What's that?
I forgot to play the Dark Side Media Drop.
Wow, you're a jerk off.
I am a jerk off. You know why?
Why?
Because when I pre-recorded last week, I added it. I didn't add it to this. So.
Good job.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do now. So.
Yeah, add it now.
Well, yeah, of course.
Jimmy's going to be so mad at us now.
No, he's not going to be. We're part of Dark Satellite Media.
He's going to be so angry.
No, he's not. He's not. I just spoke to Jimmy, actually. Jimmy's coming on the show.
I can't wait to tell on him on you. Ooh.
Well, I hope he listens. You know?
He'll be great.
It's going to be great, he says. It's going to be great.
It is I. Actually,
I'm the Impact Player.
He's the Impact Player.
Yes, we know that. And who are you?
I am the I'm Choppy. A.K.A. Mukachu.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
The pain in the ass. Can I ask you something? Why the fuck do all our foreign contingent get pain in the ass right?
They can't get anything else right.
But they get everything else wrong.
That's hysterical.
The Bucks, Tum Bucks, Bucks, Buckles, and then he says Choppy's a pain in the ass. I'm like, really? What the fuck did I do wrong to
Choppy's
you?
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
See?
Dude, your being a pain in the ass is universal.
Oh, Jesus. Maybe I should be the Universal Champion and not Seth.
You're
the
Universal Pain in the Ass. They should make a title for you, Universal Pain in the Ass.
Wow.
Get your belt and everything.
You know what? I'd rather be the Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah.
Nah,
that's because your boy was the fucking champion. That's why.
That's right.
That's why.
Look at this prima donna.
Look at this prima donna. Oof. Look at this fucking prima donna.
So, good evening, everyone. We apologize for the delay.
Yeah.
It's like what Phil said. It wouldn't be Turnbuckle Throwbacks without some type of issue.
Yeah.
But if we have an issue, grab a tissue. It's okay.
Hello to Shaylin, Matt Squires for the fucking win this week with the Mukachu.
And a happy birthday to Mr. Justin Anderson.
Justin Anderson's birthday from Inconclusive, new episode hopefully on Sunday.
God bless. Anime Mike, your brother's
in? Anime Mike is in the building.
Hello, sir.
Hello, brother. I miss you. Come see me soon. Well, I'll see you next week, actually.
And you know what? Go fuck your hand, Mike.
So,
I'm kidding.
Let's break the fourth wall. If you don't know our setup here, I use a MacBook Pro, and I plug into our, whatchamacallit, it's the board.
Yeah.
And that gives us all our noise, our sounds, our music, and whatever.
Yeah, our noise.
So the MacBook plug was like it would start to break, and I was like, oh, I got a little more life out of it. I'm going to buy an adapter for it or whatever. I ordered the adapter. I plugged the fucking computer in, and the fucking plug died. It
was literally hanging by a thread, dude. It was bad.
Yeah.
Hey, my wife is in the house. Hello, wife.
Matthew's in the building.
Where? Oh, Matt. What's going on, Matt?
Hello, L. L Boogie.
El Boogie.
El Boogie.
As like my friend at work likes to call her, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Yo, El just put me onto the most fattening, most delicious treat. These lava cakes from Domino's.
They're delightful, aren't they?
They are fucking delicious, man.
They're amazing.
So yeah, we had to go buy a fucking plug at Best Buy. And of course, they don't have the generic shit. We have to buy a fucking Apple one.
That's okay.
But we have a new one.
Let's just want to let you know that this is gonna last you another 8 years.
See? Oh, 100%.
It's an investment for next 8 years. Come on, another 8 years of
absolutely.
Another 8 years of Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
Hope so. Well, we'll be celebrating 7 years next week.
So, and then 8 years
officially.
8 years from now, it'll be 15.
Yeah.
See, she says, "Like she said, ha, I told you,
I told you, sucker."
Domino's is delightful. Cheap plug.
He said, "Cheap plug." Motherfuckers have a gazillion dollars in the business, if you will. So it wouldn't be Turnbuckle Throwbacks if we didn't have a fucking problem.
That's okay.
So hopefully...
we handled it.
We did. Thank you.
That's all that matters.
Thank you for driving me over there. We're getting this piece, and we're
That's
good.
That's okay.
And now we'll have a computer. And we had like 5% left, too, on the fucking battery.
Dude, I can't believe how... It was amazing.
So we're in the car, and Choppy's like, well, in case you don't get the plug, you gotta, hope that computer's, as I do, we only have 5% left anyway. So I shut it down, but even if we did put it back up, we'll have, 15 minutes on it. But listen, these things are like, these MacBooks are like made to, I don't know, man. They're like ridiculous.
Honestly, they're expensive, but they're expensive for a reason. They last fucking forever.
No, they do. They do.
It's amazing.
100%.
So.
Absolutely, 100%. So I hope everybody's, hope everybody's having a good time. Sorry for the lateness, but, it is what it is.
We're going to do what we do best, is that make you guys laugh.
You're right, Bree. This is for you, baby.
Fuck it.
That's right.
She said it sounds like Bop It. Remember Bop It toys? She says, doesn't that sound like Bop It when he says that? I'm like,
fuck it.
Yeah.
It does.
Put that cigarette out.
It's true.
So how was your week, buddy?
Long.
Yeah.
Long.
I would agree.
Long. It was, so now one guy comes back from injury, so, I'm not working the early shifts like I normally do. I'm down to, maybe one early shift a week.
Do you like the early shift?
I love the early shift, because I'm home, and I try. It's not as easy as it sounds.
Because you have seniority, don't you?
Yeah, but the scheduling goes by what their needs are. Like, they run numbers, and if the call volume's at a certain time, they won't fucking,
Put the newbies on.
That's what I said.
Let the newbies get some experience. God damn it.
The alien ones do. Right. Bop it. Anybody see Richie?
Richie!
Anybody see Richie?
Anybody see Richie?
What's up, cuz?
Anybody see Richie?
This guy's a fucking mook.
That's right.
So, give a shout out to our man, Jimmy from RSA. Jimmy made a drink for us called the Mookachino.
It was fantastic, actually.
Looks like there's a lot going on in there. Like, I don't know if I could drink all that, but...
Think of it as, a Long Island iced tea.
Yeah.
Because Long Island teas have, five liquors in them.
So he made the Mookachino, so I'm very excited about that. Maybe we'll try it next week at the 7th anniversary show, which will be 8 o'clock next week, live here, Saturday night, from Studio C. We're going to have the Mandingos of Destiny.
We will also have the Ring of Honor pay-per-view.
Ring of Honor, No, Ring of Honor is not going. We had Ring of Honor already. That was last week.
Wasn't the Manhattan Mayhem going to be shown?
Oh, Manhattan Mayhem's going to be on Honor Club. Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to get that.
So
right.
So we got to connect. Yeah, we got to connect for that.
See,
we're going to be streaming that.
You made me seem like I was crazy
on the big screen. I thought you meant pay-per-view, like pay-per-view.
Oh.
No. That's what I thought. And we're going to be doing Great American Bash 89.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
89 was good.
Yeah.
That was
man.
Good year.
Got some prison technology in there.
Did I try what, baby?
Oh, the cake?
No. I didn't want it. I've had it before, remember? I tried it before multiple times with you.
Fuck it.
I'm over here now.
Anyway. Oh, you know what? Let me play that now for Jimmy. Hold on.
Dark Satellite Media.
There you go. Sorry, Jimmy.
No, he's not. Jimmy, don't listen to him.
Talked to Jimmy a couple days ago.
I'm sorry for you.
Jimmy's going to be on the show in a couple of weeks.
Nice.
From, go get the new episode of the Brooklyn Blast Furnace, by the way.
See.
It's a happening. He's got Mean Mike. Who's coming on next show? I forget what wrestler's coming on. He's got a wrestler coming on.
Mike Kruel?
I think it's Mike Kruel he's having on this Sunday into Monday.
Excellent.
Go get that shit. All the shows. I mean, we have a lot of shit going on. Rich Fye's on the network, did I tell you?
Is he really?
Yeah. Neighborhood Knuckleheads is on Dark Satellite. What up, Tony Z from the Wizards?
Oh, no, the drink I never tried it, babe. I'm sorry.
No, we didn't try the Mucchino yet.
That'll be next week.
It just got invented about 72 hours ago.
Yeah. Hey, Tony's in the house. Hey, Tony. What's up,
Tony? Tony Z in the building.
I love Tony.
Yeah, man.
He's a good dude.
The best, actually. Our brothers, the Shining Wizards. Shining Wizards Network, they got the Sting of the Ring going on, the tournament. Yeah.
Dude, he posted one on our page. I was like, vote ya, mooks.
Truth.
No, I like
go get that shit, son.
I like that thing. That Sting of the Ring is great.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. Go get it. Aaron Meyer's in the building.
Hey, Aaron. What's up?
I'm listening to the show tomorrow. My daughter was 3. Oh, God bless, man.
Say
it? His daughter was born a couple hours ago.
Dude, congratulations,
God
man.
God bless,
very
man.
Nice. God bless.
God bless. Congratulations,
very,
man.
Very nice.
Very happy for you, and you hope everybody's well.
That's fucking awesome, dude.
Thank you so much for listening and checking in. I gotta tell you, man. I wasn't gonna do a philatorial last week. We were taking the weekend off because you had to work. It was the holiday. There was a lot of shit going on.
God.
And I got my balls twisted, so I jumped on there. I did it, and I'm glad I did because I got a lot of cool feedback on it.
I'm glad, like a
lot of cool feedback.
I still haven't heard it, but I heard you got a lot of great positive feedback. I'm happy for you.
Choppy hates cream liqueurs. Okay.
Do I?
Kabuki got robbed.
Yeah, Kabuki should have won that, dude. What the fuck, man?
Kabuki.
Well,
you in the Thathun?
Are you a soldier?
I think you're an errand boy, my man. Gary Hart declare war on the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, if you will.
What did Gary Hart say to Dusty Rhodes?
Dusty Rhodes, you and your friend Dick Murdoch, birds of a feather flock together.
You're a bunch of Texas honkies.
You're a bunch of white Texas honkies.
Your mom and dad.
Your dad, he died in the ditch at 42.
And he was drunk.
And he was drunk.
Oh, man, that was
What's funny. Up, Jamie? How are you? How's everybody doing? A lot of new faces in the chat room tonight. Thank you. We're also on Rant EM Radio, like I mentioned in the chat.
We are.
If you guys don't want to watch our fucking ugly faces, you can check us out in the chat room there on rantemradio.com. Just click on a chat gimmick and be just like that. Be cool in the gang.
That's right. I don't like cream liqueurs. That's right. I'm a communist. Oh, we froze, dude.
We froze.
What the fuck?
What in the fuck is going on? What is going on?
God damn it.
God damn it.
Fucking jerk off.
Fucking bullshit!
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 Oh, this is terrible. It's okay.
I don't know, man.
It wouldn't be Turnbuckle Throwbacks without technical difficulties.
Again, this is not us because the computer's working, the stream is fine. It's fucking social media. I don't really want me to tell you. I'm really done, man. That's another reason why we're gonna start up the Patreon because I need some fucking cash to pay for new equipment, man.
Yeah, dude.
We
need a sponsor. Oh, there we go. We're up.
There we go.
We definitely need a sponsor somehow.
Yeah, we need some sponsorship.
What do you think we should get?
I don't know. Stuff that we use.
What about Danino's?
Danino's won't sponsor us.
What about...
They just got debit card machines after fucking 60 years. Jerk-offs.
No, we don't take debit.
It's fucking 2019. Who doesn't take debit?
What about Joe and Pat's?
Joe and Pat's is a fine establishment.
I had that the other night. Oh, yesterday, actually, I had it.
Yeah.
It was good. What do we? No, I didn't. What are you talking about? I have no clue what she's talking about.
Who cares? Don't argue with your fucking wife on during the show. Tell her to go to sleep. Christ on a cracker. Justin Anderson, all the Wizards Network shows. Yeah, we do. We have tech issues. That's because we're all tech challenged. Yeah, and you know what? This whole DIY thing, that's the only frustrating thing about doing the shit DIY is like you know, you even when I'm not very tech savvy, and it got me this far, thank God, 7 years, and I've had some help. I mean, Tony helped me with the website. A couple of my friends helped me with the equipment, especially with the Wizards 2. And, you know, the network thing happened for us, and we have a lot of cool people looking out for us, but it's a fucking thing, man. It's like, I don't know. Woody got Mr. Freeze in there or something. Chip Chipperson. Oh, God damn it.
God damn it.
God damn it. I love Chip Chipperson. God damn it. Anyway, so it's frustrating. You know, you learn, and it's like you're learning on the fly, basically. You know what I'm saying? So it's, I mean, Tony, I'll never forget the process it was just for me to upload my fucking shows to the website. You know, it was like, there's a whole deal you have to do. So there was one time, about a two-day span, where Tony's actually taking fucking screenshots on his phone, sending me, like, how to do it, like a tutorial. And I saved those fucking, those screenshots for, like, 2 months. And yeah. Opened my phone, and then, and obviously, then when I took the MacBook, and I wrote down, I typed out the instructions, I put them on my desktop and whatever, but it's a deal, man. It's a fucking deal. It's a deal.
It is.
Yeah, so hopefully in the next couple of months we get some new equipment. I got I just was talking to Choppy in pre-production. We got to set up shop next Friday for Saturday. We're going to, you know, have a bunch of people here.
I can't believe it's already this week coming
yeah,
up.
Yeah, the Mandingos are going to be here. Alex, your brother's going to be here.
My brother said he's coming. Cuz Bros are coming.
Cuz Bros are coming. Jamie and Anthony and my brother Mike.
Yeah, Anime Mike is coming.
It's going to be a fucking happening. So
we got to figure out what we're going to get for food.
Yeah, but your wife was like, what do we get for food? I'm like, I'll just get a couple of pizzas. And she's like, you know, I don't want to make a big deal out of it. We still got to go to Wally's, don't we, get some fucking Puba snacks. You know, we have to get the chips and the sodas and waters and whatnot.
You know how it is.
Listen, when Choppy and I host an event, it's an event. We don't shortchange anybody. We correct. Go all out. And then when Rob and Elaine come, we fucking make a spread. WrestleMania was ridiculous. We had so much food, we were like... So much food, we had to, you know, it was ridiculous.
We were like, guys, take food home.
Yeah,
like,
Tony is secretly a good guy. He is. There's no secret, man.
He's still a jerk off, no matter what.
He's still a jerk off.
I love him though. He's our jerk off.
You're a jerk off. That's what I think of you.
And that's what Choppy sends me yesterday on a fucking text message.
Isn't that great?
You're a jerk off. That's what I think.
Yeah,
of you.
But he responds to me like 8 hours later. But it's okay.
Yeah, because my fucking I was in a sub basement. They had me in a dungeon.
They had you in a dungeon like the fucking Hunchback.
Yeah, Shaylin, you know you're welcome to come through. You know?
Sure.
Yeah, come by. You're not too far. Actually, Shaylin's work is right near here. So
yeah, it's not that far from here.
She can come right over if she wanted to. Yeah, it'd be some fucking
bitch. It'd be kind of weird seeing a 12-year-old girl coming into my house.
If she's not selling anything, it'd be all right. And plus, if you seen Shaylin live, and you have, she doesn't eat much, so she'll be all right. She you know, she can just hang out.
Obviously, because I've had meals bigger than her, Shaylin.
Dude, your kid is bigger than her now. He's a fucking toddler.
Oh, man. So,
we're having the party next week. It's going to be a blast. Everybody should watch Great American Bash 89 and follow along with us.
It's really good.
Because if you ever listen to any of our holiday shows and or the anniversary shows, it's a fucking happening. Choppy's first show was actually an anniversary show.
It was, actually. I had a good time. It was good fun.
It was good fun. We always make sure that celebrate.
You remember that what show it was? What show? Pay-per-view?
Shopiversary.
Do you remember the pay-per-view watch?
Which one?
War Game!
The War Game! We're doing War Games again.
Yes!
It's Bash season, man. We're doing the Bash tonight from 99.
That was actually a pretty good show.
What's that? We'll talk about it later. Yeah. Have you all talked about the juice? No. Not yet, Jamie. Not yet. Well, they are coming to the East Coast in September. New Japan is. I didn't tell you that. I texted you that
they
on
did?
Saturday.
I
texted you on Saturday. They're doing a Boston show, a Philly show, and a New York show in September.
I thought it was Ring of Honor you're talking about.
No. New Japan.
Yeah. Is that the Tiger Tori of retirement?
Yeah, retirement.
I thought that was
No. That's New Japan.
Nick German's in
that.
Nick.
Honestly, Jason, if you were over close to us, man, I'd tell you to come over too, man. More the merrier. I would totally have him over here.
Yeah. I wish Beef would visit New York. He's afraid to come to New York.
Why, dude?
The fucking big old twat waffle that he
dude,
is.
Dude, you'd be awesome in New York. You'd fit in.
They would part like the Red Sea. He Grooms is probably bigger than Tank, and Tank was big.
Tank was big, dude.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely love this. I almost saw Grooms in Chicago last year, but he couldn't make the trip. He's supposed to come.
Oh, that's terrible.
But either way, shout out to Mr. X. He's been talking to me this week. We was really talking about basketball and other shit, but
fuck him.
Yeah, I watched the All Star game this week. I watched I was home for the Home Run Derby this year.
Oh yeah, I heard it was
good. I'm not the Home Run Derby. I was home for the finals, but then I worked the next day early, and I was home for the All Star game.
Gotcha.
And yeah, the Mets did something good, but that wasn't a game. Yeah, we need to GoFundMe. Yeah,
11 later story time. We need to GoFundMe to get Phil a new computer.
Man, I just said, Nick, I'm gonna start a Patreon page. If I can raise enough money to get like better microphones and just a new computer,
I actually like our microphones. They sound pretty good.
No, I want to get like better ones like this, like the same sound.
Really?
Yeah, these are fucking on the cheap side, but I want to get really good ones.
Okay.
I want to sound like really professional. My goal in life is to have a fucking podcast studio. That'd be like my dream, to have like a studio I could just go to and fucking, you know, if I had money, I would open up a studio to rent to other podcasters, because it's a big deal now, you know? Yeah. But it is. Yep. Ring that bell. That's right.
Wow, that's a slab of beef right there. Dude.
Can you imagine?
485, 6, wow.
Tank was 6'5", five bills at one point.
Was he really?
Tank was, not 6'5", Tank was 6'5".
No, he was not that tall.
He was tall.
I thought he was like 6'1".
No. He had 3 inches on me, and I'm 6 foot.
Wow, I didn't know that.
He's a fucking...
Holy shit.
Tank had arms like legs and legs like people.
He was a walking condominium.
He was. He was Bundy. Phil Rogan. I got to tell you, though. So I hope everybody can join us next week. And but New Japan is coming to the States again in September.
And that's the Hammerstein, right?
No, maybe. I forget where.
I think it's not the Hammerstein.
It's not the Hammerstein.
Well, I'm in.
So we're going, yeah.
I'm definitely in. I want to go. It's Tiger Tori, dude. Come on.
My New Japan tickets were secured for the event. I didn't book my flight yet. But my tickets were secured on Sunday.
Good for you.
And I had to make a decision because I lost a lot of money with this whole medical bill thing. And I didn't think I was going to go. So Elaine was like, Phil, you need to make a decision by tonight, 7 o'clock. And I was like, oh, man. So I'm sitting at... Allie and I were at dinner. Went to Chili's. And she just looked across me. She's like, you know, you got an hour to make a decision. I'm like, yeah, I do. She's like, you need to make this decision. I'm like, you should really go. I'm like, I don't have any money. She's like, you'll have money to go. It'll work out. This is something you want to do. And you finally want, you know, you need to do it, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you know what? No, G1's not tonight. G1-2 is tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. We're going to go over the card. It's at the Hammerstein, yes.
All right, so I was right. All right,
I forget. I'm doing this with my memory. So she was like, you got to go. Please just go, you know, we'll make it happen. Like, we'll make it happen. Like she's all into this now. Like, she wants me to go, you know. And I'm thinking I'm sad because I know she can't go, and I know you can't go. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to have Rob and Elaine with me. This is perfect. There'll be some other gaijin there. We'll fucking make a date. We'll make a...
And you know what's perfect about having Rob there? He speaks Japanese, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not worried about that. I'm just, you know... You know me, man. I would rather have. What's up, Jason?
Jason, what's up, dude?
My dream would have that. I would love to have the host TC there. You know, I would love to have fucking Nick and the Cuz Bros.
Of course.
Get fucking Baza and fucking and Muzzy and all those other cats. You know what I'm saying? It'd be fucking dope. You know, reluctantly, he says. Hey, man, nobody's fucking forcing you to be here. Don't be a jerk-off. Be a nice guy. No, I'm joking.
What is a mook?
Anyway, no, seriously, all jokes aside. So my Japan tickets are secured for both nights. I'm very, very excited. And I'm a little scared. Because I don't fly well. Like, you know, I get, like, motion sickness and shit. Mm-hmm. So 14 hours on a plane... You know? So Rob's like, I'm telling Rob this right in a message. Rob's like, you'll be all right. Just watch a lot of movies, he says. What he doesn't know is I'm going to get some stuff from work that the medics use for nausea. I'm going to shoot myself up an anti-nausea medicine. I got a couple of syringes at home.
Well, you know what works for me for the motion sickness?
What's that?
I just drink.
Yeah, I thought about that too, but all the flights are like at like 5 in the morning. I'm not drinking at 5 in the morning.
Listen, it's got to be 12 o'clock somewhere else. Don't worry about it.
Well, it's actually 7 o'clock in Japan at night.
So.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, so Japan is secured halfway. I got to get that. I got to get the passport. And
I thought you had the passport.
No, I don't have a passport. I have to get one.
Right, you know that.
Oh, yeah, I get it. It takes like 2 weeks now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you send all the paperwork in, it doesn't take that long. Two to six weeks, so I should be all right.
My week was very interesting.
Yeah, so you wrapped up Wu-Tang, right? And now you're doing this other movie, right?
Yep. So, yeah, so last Saturday I was...
What up, Mr. Phil Dennett?
Hell, sir. How are you?
I drink, too. Everybody drinks. I just don't drink at 5 o'clock in the morning. I don't...
You got to do like the local...
Well, let me rephrase that. Last time I drank at 5 o'clock in the morning, I wasn't in my fourth decade, you know? I was still in my 20s, you know? Mm-hmm. So... I mean, I'll partake on the plane, you know.
We got a full house. Jessica's in the house, too.
What's up, Mrs. Tank? Miss Tank?
So last Friday, one of the main reasons why we didn't do the show last Friday
is because
I was working on
set. You're a jack of. That's what I think of you.
That, too. So, I started my day Friday at, I want to say it was 8. It was 8 in the morning. I started off by the ferry. We were by the ferry shooting, and in Manhattan. And we shot there for a couple hours, whatever. And we did that over there. Then we went over to Brooklyn to a recording studio.
Thanks, Phil. He says, "Phil's like it's flying. It's allowed."
See, I told you.
Thanks for staying up, dude. It's like fucking 2 a.m. where he is, I think. Mm-hmm. Anyway, go ahead.
So I got to see. So then Saturday rolls around, and a call time for Saturday was 11 o'clock in the morning. So I went from 11. Friday went from 8 to 9:30.
Okay.
And then I got home, it was like 10:30. And then it's fucking, then Saturday's call time was 11. And I started off at the Staten Island Arthur Kill Prison. That's where we started shooting.
My dad was there when I was a kid.
I know, you told me that.
Let's go visit my dad. Where's daddy? He's in college. Okay. He told me it was college. I was like, also like 6 years old, so I didn't know any better. Anyway.
And then, so we filmed, I saw, what's his name, and then we went to, by Bay Street, to finish off the rest of the day.
So I'm going tomorrow, Bay Street. I gotta go to the flagship.
I was by the Speedway gas station.
Oh, yeah.
We were by that area.
By where my old barber is.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, so all of a sudden, guess who shows up on set? Inspect the deck.
Now, I was just telling Choppy like 2 weeks ago, we were ranking the Wu-Tang Clan's solo albums.
Yeah.
And I was like, everybody talks about Math and Raekwon and the GZA and the RZA, but no one talks about Deck's first album. Inspect the Deck's first album is a goldmine, man.
It's good.
You know?
Raekwon was good, too.
No, they're all good. The Cuban Lynx, Ghostface is my favorite. I love Ghostface. All his solo records are amazing, by the way, because he raps over fucking old school. He raps over breakbeats and like old R&B songs.
You know what I like about RZA, though? RZA, you know what? RZA was not much of a rapper.
He produced everything.
He was more of a producer.
Right.
And I think he's better in that role, in the producer role than he is as a...
But Chop, that Deck album is ridiculous.
It is. It's fantastic.
That Deck album is ridiculous. So, yeah.
So we wrapped up that show, and then I started sharing the trailer. Yes. Or Wu-Tang on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of positive... I got some... not a lot, but I got a lot of people that saw it, and they were very impressed with the trailer. Just so everyone knows, that trailer... Choppy was all over that trailer.
Yeah.
I did... me and, like, 10 other people did that trailer. It was blood, sweat, and tears for that one trailer.
Well, I remember the first couple of weeks that you were on it, you basically all you did was make signs, and you were you made a lot of signs. So I mean,
you know the trailer where you see the kid who's playing RZA,
yeah,
he's like scratching. I did all that.
I know.
I built all those fucking we set up that whole DJ system for him, and that was literally at the beer studio at the beer distributor over here in Staten Island at the studio there, and that was It was a day. That was a day right there. And it was fun, but then he got, but honestly, it got really annoying after a while. I just couldn't take it anymore. So I had to leave after like episode 101. Then I would sporadically do one shots here and there, but I saw the trailer and I was blown away by the trailer. The trailer looks fucking amazing. The kid who plays ODB is probably the best actor in the whole fucking movie. Hands down.
I'm excited, man. I like to brag when I know that you did shit. You know,
I appreciate that. I mean,
when you were doing the Marvel stuff, I bragged to everybody like that. That my friend was did this, my friend did that, my friend did that. I would just point you out to all the shit, you know, because it's a deal, man.
I try not to talk about it because I don't want people thinking like I have like this ego.
No, you don't. But like, I like to see anything. Anytime my friends do things, anything that's mm-hmm. big or important to me, I brag about it.
I appreciate that.
And it comes in like we were talking about like a movie or something. Oh no, someone brought up a year ago, someone brought up the Lucy Liu show that you were on.
Oh, Elementary.
I'm like, yeah, my boy did that. The whole fucking season. She was like, what?
I did season 6 and 7.
I said, every fucking scene you see, my man did all that decorating in there. She's like, really? I'm like, yeah. So, it is what it is, man.
Playing ODB is a guaranteed break. Phil, I'm telling you, bro.
Right, because that he... See,
do you see the way his mannerisms are? Oh, my God.
Phil Ray, a fun fact. I was at the Meadowlands Arena, whatever year he died. He died November.
2004.
Okay. So I was in Bensonhurst. I was at the Meadowlands the night before he passed away.
Really?
They played a show.
No, I think it was not 2004.
2003?
No, I think it was 2008.
It was before 5. No, it wasn't.
It wasn't 2008?
I was still in Brooklyn.
I think it was 2004.
It was either 2003 or 2004 he died. So I was at the Meadowlands Arena.
Uh-huh.
And it was the whole show. The whole Wu-Tang Clan performed individually. There was no opening act. They did all this stuff individually, and then the whole crew came out at the end. RZA came out in the fucking with the. He came out like when you know how the Buddhas get carried out in that thing.
Yeah, of course.
Got carried out in that.
Yeah.
ODB was MIA. They didn't know where he was, and they found that the next day. I still have the ticket stub.
That's sad.
So I was at the last Wu-Tang show that he was supposed to be at.
That's so sad.
We had, and it was a last minute thing because my old brother in law Ronnie, what's up, Sugar Shane?
Hey, Sugar Shane, what's up?
My old brother in law Ronnie was he had two tickets. He's like, yo, I got this extra ticket. You want to go see Wu Tang? I'm like, are you kidding me, bro? Of course, I want to see Wu Tang.
You know, I thought about you in June because they did a reunion show over there in Atlantic City.
I heard about that show.
Yeah, I heard it was mint, bro.
Yeah, I heard about that show.
I mean, ODB was there, but
no, his son's performing with them.
Yeah, but it was really, really, really good. It's very good.
You know what's funny about biopics, and I was telling this to Al the other day, like I like documentaries, period. I like documentaries and biopics about anything. You know, about world wars, about politics, about religion, about history, about actors, athletes. I bought two 30 for 30s today because I love them so much.
Those are really good.
I bought two of them.
That's good.
You know, because I want to keep them. You know, I bought the one about Doc and Daryl, and I bought the one about Wayne Gretzky called The King's Ransom when he got traded to the Kings mm-hmm. from New Orleans, right? But I'm that guy. So if you give me somebody who does a good ODB or a good such and such, I like these, like the guy who did Freddie Mercury was really good.
Oh, Rami Malek, yeah.
Yeah. I heard. I didn't see Rocket Man, but I heard the guy who did Elton John was amazing too.
I want to see that.
Like, if you can get away with that stuff, and that's a breakout role. If you can mimic somebody to that point, like this guy who did Freddie Mercury. What's his name again?
Rami Malek. He's from Mr. Robot.
He's gonna get a shit ton of work now.
Yeah,
and he's not typecasted, you know. So if you can get like, that's why I like the whole wrestler movie when they did the wrestler.
Oh, with Mickey Rourke.
I'm like, there was no. Like, somebody was playing somebody else. It was, like original characters to the point. You know what I'm saying? Like, but if you can get somebody who can get some... play somebody good, like, that's impressive, man. Because you can get... Listen, there's doppelgangers of everybody.
Of course.
Right? Oh, I want to see... You know what, Justin? I was going to see it, and I didn't. And I should have. It was still in the movies, like, 2 weeks ago, and I missed it. But I'm going to see it when it comes out on video. But, you know, anybody can look like anybody. But if you can't play that person...
The one dude I have a problem with is the guy who's playing Meth Man. He looks nothing like Meth.
I remember when I was a kid, my grandfather would carry on about George C. Scott.
Yeah.
The old actor. He played Patton. And, of course, my grandfather being a vet and all that other stuff, my old grandfather anyway, he was a vet and shit like that. So I was like, you know what? It's like, I'm sorry, my uncle was a vet. And, you know, when you could do that, play somebody, it's really, really good. It's impressive. Especially if you're a established guy.
Yeah.
Like, thank you, Justin. That's a good segue. Thor is playing Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
In an Eric Bischoff Netflix movie.
I can't wait to see that.
So we love Thor. I didn't see Men in Black. I refused. But
Chris Hemsworth is a
What's up, KG? Hey, what's we have up, two man? Wizards in the room now.
I was very happy to find out that Chris Hemsworth is going to play Hulk Hogan of all
Yeah, people. Yeah. No, I'm all about it. Hulk Hogan's got a birthday coming up.
Yep, he does.
Next month.
I think it's, yeah, this month, I think, right?
Next month.
Oh, next month.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just, visually, I was very impressed with the whole trailer for Wu-Tang.
Yeah, anybody can play anybody, but it can look like somebody.
Yeah.
But if you can't play that character, it's like...
You know what show you got to watch? And I worked on it, too. The show about the Central Park Five, When They See Us.
Oh yeah, the Netflix one.
Oh my god, dude!
I'm so wrapped up in Supergirl right now. I'm almost done with season 4. That's what I do. My boss is like, "Oh, did you see such and such? Did you see such and such?" I'm like, I can't watch any shows regularly anymore. I have to binge watch them.
Yeah,
because spoiled.
There's no time though.
Right, so I download them to my fucking phone and I watch them on the way to work. You know, it's like it's what I do.
I don't even have time to watch TV, man. I just whenever I get a chance, that's why
I go to sleep. And you know, it's funny because Choppy sent me a message yesterday. He's like, "Oh, did you see NXT?" I'm like, "No, I'm gonna watch it tonight and tomorrow. I didn't watch any wrestling this week." Until last night and today. And I watched fucking baseball and I listened to baseball while I fell asleep. I'm so fucking tired this week. It's been a deal, man.
I watched some wrestling. I actually watched a lot of wrestling.
I'm happy because we do a wrestling podcast.
Yeah.
One of us has to watch wrestling. normally it's me, not you.
Let's just say that Monday Night Raw had a lot of Vince McMahon influence again.
All right, let's get into it because this is week two of Bischoff and Paul Heyman. Believe
it, you know, I just found out something. Bischoff doesn't start until after Extreme Rules.
Oh.
So Bischoff is not on SmackDown right now.
Uh-huh.
I think SmackDown has a little bit of a Heyman influence right now.
Uh-huh.
That's why you saw Kofi giving the finger to Samoa Joe last week.
Uh-huh.
And then you saw other tidbits of, like, you know, TV-14, you know, TVMA shit on there. But going back to the whole Monday Night Raw thing, Braun Strowman was not on Monday Night Raw.
He's hurt, right? Or is he playing hurt?
They're selling the injury. Of him and Lashley. But the funny thing is, Lashley was on the show. And he destroyed Rey Mysterio. Like, destroyed him. Then, you could just tell there's a lot of Vince McMahon influence on the show this past Monday.
All right.
It was very hokey, very cartoony again. It just was not, I was not feeling the show at all. However, I was feeling the whole fact that the Bullet Club is back together again.
The club?
Well, the club.
So it's AJ and Doc and Gallows, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But my only problem with that is I would love to see Finn Balor come in.
That still might happen.
It might still happen. I still feel they just want to keep it a three-man crew. I think that's a wrong move. I think you should bring in Finn Balor, and that would be a really, really smart move. And I would love to see Finn Balor as a heel, just see how he does in WWE as a heel. It would be great. He did fantastic as a heel.
He hasn't been a heel since he's been in the States.
Nope, never.
All right.
Never.
That's fair.
I would love to see it. See what he could do, you know?
That's fair.
The show as a whole, another thing that's bothering me, God, they made Seth Rollins into such a bitch. They are, like...
Now, I mean, I'm hearing a lot of that on other shows, and I'm also seeing it a lot on social media about the whole making him and Becky... relationship like a public thing,
yeah,
and it's just changing direction of the characters.
Yes,
so get into that for a second. I haven't watched.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna have to agree with Kevin Castle on this one because I heard a little bit of the show.
I didn't listen this week.
Oh my god, bro, he is so correct. What the fuck happened to Seth Rollins' balls in this fucking in this storyline, dude? Did you see the T-shirt they came out with?
No.
It's a Seth Rollins T-shirt that says "The Man's Man." It's called the man. Like, he's the man of the man. It's like the dumbest fucking T-shirt. It makes Seth Rollins look like a fucking asshole. It just does. And like, I don't get it. I just don't understand. You know what, Neil? I would love to see that happen. For the club versus Undisputed Era, that'd be dope. Could you imagine a match?
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Oof.
Grooms has a good point. Where the hell is Bray Wyatt?
Another thing. I was so into those promos, the segments, and where's Bray Wyatt? And I give Raw maybe like a 2 out of 5.
Yeah.
It was really bad. It was bad.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. SmackDown on the other hand, I thought it was pretty good.
I didn't get into it.
They finally revealed you know those segments that they've been doing with Aleister Black?
Yes.
Where somebody's knocking at his door, and somebody knocked at his door, and you know who was...
Cesaro.
Cesaro was his a surprise opponent.
And we'll get into that card in a minute.
That's going to be a really good match.
That's actually the opening match tomorrow on Sunday.
That's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
Those two are going to kill it. Also, the whole show was revolved around Kevin Owens being a babyface now. What happened was Dolph is being interviewed by one of the girls, I forget her name, and then all of a sudden, Kevin Owens drives in, gets into Dolph's face, like, you ain't shit, you ain't this. I forgot what he said. And all of a sudden, they get into a little bit of a brawl. Shane McMahon shows up, and he's like, all right, separate. I want Kevin Owens out of the building. He's barred from the building. And Dolph goes in. So they're pretty much playing to the part that, you know, he's like the rebel on SmackDown now. And what happens is, at the end of the night, the tag team match between... I believe it was Dolph. I forgot. It was a tag team match. And all of a sudden, Shane McMahon got involved in the match. Kevin Owens comes in, gives Shane McMahon the Stone Cold Stunner, lays him out, and then he disappears into the crowd. It was... I remember how I said I was not a fan of Kevin Owens as a babyface?
Yeah.
If they keep doing this where he's a babyface but still does shit as a heel, I'm okay with it.
My cousin Richie has a question. He made a comment.
What was that?
Not another John Cena and Nikki Bella thing.
Oh,
not that I want to go back to Raw, but I just saw the comment now.
John Cena didn't look like a bitch in that whole storyline.
Yeah.
And Seth Rollins, Seth Rollins looks like a fucking bitch.
I didn't want to go back. I just saw Richie's comment
now, it's fine.
And I want to comment on it because he made a good point.
It's just absolutely asinine to see this. I can't believe this is happening to the
point. I'm sorry. So go back to SmackDown, my bad.
No, it's fine. And then Samoa Joe, they did a little video package. Not video package, but like a little interview segment with Samoa Joe. He said he's going to come for Kofi's title no matter what.
See now, finally, no more U.S. title, no more bullshit. If Joe stays healthy, is he the next champion of SmackDown?
I would love to see it happen.
You don't think it's going to happen, though?
I don't think so. I think the guy, if it does happen, it would be because one of the guys from New Day turn on Kofi.
Which we've been waiting for.
I think it's going
to
be big.
Just talking to Pastor Dell about that recently.
I think it'd be awesome if Kofi turns on on them.
Like a screw you type of thing? Yeah, like you guys, I'm doing this way, you guys, whatever.
No, he's pretty much saying, like, you know what? I didn't need you guys. I did it on my own.
Right, when in actuality,
they did help him out a lot. I think that would be great.
Or now Brock will cash in.
Mm. Oof. Well, they've been talking about him cashing. Well, that's another thing. On Raw, Heyman said that he will cash it in, and he said this is not a prediction. He said this is a spoiler.
Right.
He is going to cash it in at this Sunday. So that's something to watch out for, in my opinion. I think Extreme Rules is going to be a good card. It's a good card.
You want to run down the card
real quick? Let's do it.
You already mentioned Aleister Black taking on Cesaro.
Yes.
I'm going to take Cesaro.
I'm not.
Okay, you're taking Aleister Black.
I'm taking Aleister Black. You know why? It's his pay-per-view debut match. If you think about it, a single match.
Okay. Raw tag straps, the Revival. Everybody's favorite tag team now.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck the Revival.
Against the Usos.
Oh, boy. That's going to be a good fucking match. We love tag
team. It probably might be the match of the night. Owens, ironically, is taking a lot of Stone Cold Steve Austin, including the Stunner. Yeah.
Yep, you're right. Jason.
You're right, Jay.
You're absolutely right, dude.
I'm going to take the Revival.
I'm going to go with the opposite. I'm going to take the Usos.
Okay. Braun Strowman versus Bobby Lashley? In a last man standing match?
I think...
Does Braun Strowman come back?
Braun's going to win.
He's okay.
And I'll tell you why.
Me too.
Because there's rumors going around that they're actually planning a big push for him now.
Braun Strowman.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Cruiserweight Championship. Tony Nese gets his rematch against Drew Gulak.
That's going to be a good fucking match.
Gulak's going to retain.
I think Gulak's going to win that.
All right. U.S. title. This is going to be a fantastic match.
It is.
Ricochet versus AJ Styles.
Yeah, that little preview that you saw before of what they did on Raw a couple weeks ago. This match is going to be all out good. I think it's going to go to AJ Styles.
AJ's winning the title?
Yeah.
Really?
I think so. There's something about it, dude. I had this feeling that
you know what? I'm gonna agree.
AJ?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna agree. SmackDown tag straps: Daniel Bryan and Rowan versus Big E and Xavier Woods versus Heavy Machinery.
I'm gonna go with the wild card on this one. Heavy Machinery.
Yeah, me too.
I like Heavy Machinery.
A lot of people don't. I don't know why. They're pretty good.
They're the most unique tag team there is right now in the WWE. The most unique.
Unique, yeah.
The most unique tag team. I like them.
Speaking of WWE Championship, we mentioned Kofi Kingston and Samoa Joe. Do you think?
Unless there's any shenanigans.
You said Joe's not winning, right?
I don't think Joe. Unless there's shenanigans, I think Kofi's going to retain.
I've picked Joe so many times to win titles, and he doesn't.
And he doesn't, dude.
So I'm gonna
and I think it's because he's injury-prone, whatever the hell it may be.
Unless Joe wins and Brock cashes in.
Oh.
And loses.
And then against Joe? No.
If you're going to... Listen. If at any time... Here's the deal. It's not going to happen, because they don't think like good fans do. If that would happen, it would have to happen for Joe now. He's been there long enough, and...
He's been there for about...
But injury-prone, too. But, however, when he's not, he should be top dollar. He should be upper echelon.
But he's main-evented a lot, though, if you think about it.
You
just want him to get that.
Yeah, I want him to get it. Like,
just, he deserves like, he deserves.
Yeah,
he puts in the work.
His body of work is so good. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's there for a reason.
I don't know if you know this, but he's been there for 5 years now.
I know. With counting NXT.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, that'd be cool if because it's not uncommon that the Money in the Bank guy loses. Cena's lost. What's his face? The guy who's making a comeback now. The intellectual. What the hell was his name?
Intellectual.
Damian Sandow.
Damian Sandow was good.
Yeah. He cashed in and lost. So it's not like it'd be cool if like Joe wins it and then beats, but not like not clean, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, I would love to see. This is what I think would happen. As you know, Samoa Joe gets cheered all the time, even as a heel.
He does
always. What could be funny or unique as well is possibly the fact that Joe could become a babyface if that happens to him. And if Brock cashes in on Joe, wins the title from Joe, and then the negative reaction that Brock Lesnar gets from that, because that would make Joe a fucking babyface, dude. That would make him.
I really don't care if he's a babyface or not. I just want him to win. Finally, I want him to win the big one.
He'll win it, but if he does win it, he'll win it for like a minute, and then fucking Lesnar gets it again. Baron Corbin, Damian Sandow, John Cena are the ones who. Yeah. You're right. You're right, Chaelin. And Braun, who else? And Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman had a.
Oh, and your boy Baron Corbin.
Oh yeah, Baron Corbin. I like Baron.
I know you do.
I'm trying to like Baron now. I'm sorry, guys. I know it's the unpopular decision, but he's the top heel in the company. I'm sorry.
Universal Champion Seth Rollins and Women's Champion Becky Lynch versus Baron Corbin and Lacey Evans. Winner takes all titles.
I think that. Oh, this is going to be a tough one because I don't know how this is going to go. I think that Baron Corbin and Lacey Evans are going to win.
I disagree.
Okay. Please.
No, because I don't see them losing right now, these two. It's nauseating.
It's nauseating, and that's the problem.
Well, I mean, it's a problem for us because we're all the fans, but I don't see them taking a rocket ship off them anytime soon. But
Baron Corbin is the best heel in that whole fucking...
Chop, I don't like Baron Corbin, but I agree with you. He's the top heel right now in the company. However, I don't think they're going to take the focus off these two jamooks. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
I hate it.
I can't see. And I'm not big on Lacey Evans, not for nothing.
I'm not either.
I mean, she's nice on the eyes, but...
No, she's not even nice on the eyes.
I know. She's not bad looking, dude. She's got a nice body.
She's all right.
But I don't know. I don't know.
You know what it is? Like, they're... Like, Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch's on-screen chemistry is so bad. It's so awkward.
Wow. Nick German says, Lesnar's going to cash in on the first SmackDown on Fox.
You think that's what's going to happen, Nick?
I mean, Paulie said he's going to cash in on Sunday.
Well, Paulie said he's going to cash in on this Sunday, so that's what he said on Raw. So we'll see what happens.
Matt Squire said, Baron Corbin is a poor man's boss man.
Wow. You think so?
Wow. That's a bold statement.
Well, Bossman wasn't great either.
Baron Corbin was. Bossman was a fucking bodyguard for a gazillion years too, though.
Yeah, he wasn't really. He didn't do much.
Jason Groom says title change.
I agree with
listen,
you.
Listen, if it happens, perfect. You're gonna have to write some. It's gonna listen. If Paulie's gonna make any kind of dent in this writing team, then they need to spice things up a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
And that's another thing. This is Extreme Rules. This is his baby.
I mean, I don't know. It looks nice on paper. I'm always excited for a pay-per-view because I have no life. But I'm always home on a Sunday most of the time. If it's not football season, I'm watching wrestling or something else. But, however, you know, on paper, a lot of these pay-per-views now are going to start looking better.
These matches look really good.
Yeah.
This is like a really good card. I think everyone should watch this card.
Now, no holds barred main event.
Undertaker Roman Reigns is going to win this.
Again, Shane McMahon, Drew McIntyre. Yo, Choppy revealed to me the name of this team.
Graveyard Dogs.
Tommy, my Tank, my buddy. Jessica, if you're still in the chat room, please. The Graveyard Dogs had two different meanings for me. Graveyard Dogs, DAWGS. The Graveyard Dogs, Tank and I were involved in volunteer EMS. Tank is a lifer. And every year we'd have these drills. And teams of EMTs would compete against other teams. And it became like a thing. We go to state competitions and we go against other volunteer places. And you would compete against other teams and you would judge on your patient care. They would give you a scenario, you'd act it out, and they would judge you on how good you did this, how you did bandage, you know, this, that. So we were called the Graveyard Dogs. They won, my squad won the state championship.
Okay.
And then the next year they broke up and we formed the Dogs and we took second place. We never won a championship. However, I gave it to the name to the youth squad kids and they didn't take it. And we took second place, state, New York State. And then I used it for my fantasy baseball team with my Uncle Jay, Cusbro Anthony's dad. So the Graveyard Dogs, I don't like that they use it. I'll look at the shirt. If it's dope, I'll buy it and wear it for Tommy because...
I saw the shirt. It looks okay. It's not terrible.
I still want the Walter shirt.
The Ring General.
Yeah, so that's WWE in a nutshell. Let's go over NXT real quick because...
What a shit show that was.
Oh, wait. Do we want to do the Evolve card for tomorrow?
Yeah, let's do the Evolve card.
Okay, hold on a second. Wow. And then we'll get into... We'll do NXT first.
Oof. Oof. Oofa.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, man.
Let me tell you something. Punishment Corbin can kiss my ass. That guy sucks. He's dog shit.
This is the 10th anniversary of Evolve so far.
Let's take a look at this card. It looks pretty good, man.
Well, you want to get into NXT first, or you want to talk about the card?
So let's look at this card. This card.
This
really
is tomorrow night, right? Yes. On NXT?
On the WWE Network.
8 o'clock. Let's see. It's it's in East W Arena, too.
Yep.
Okay. Josh Briggs against Anthony Green. Kurt Stallion and Sean Mulata versus Stephen Wolf and Harlem Bravado.
Sean Maluda.
That's Sean Mulata. Oh, same person, right? That's
the kid from Staten Island.
Staten Island kid.
He's from part of the Samoa.
Colby Carino.
That's Steve Carino's son.
Yeah. Against Babatunde.
Babatunde is the gentleman from NXT. He's still a prospect for them.
Shotzi Blackheart versus Brandi Lauren. Anthony Henry versus Arturo Ross. Matt Riddle versus Drew Gulak.
That's going to be amazing.
one of my favorite wrestlers on the independent scene ever in my lifetime. Eddie Kingston is part of the tag team championship with Joe Gacy, another that's a CCW guy. They're tag team champs. They're fighting AR Fox and Leon Ruff.
AR Fox is dope.
Winner take all Evolve Championship. Austin Theory versus JD Drake, champion versus champion, WWN champion versus Evolve champion. Austin Theory is going to be a kid to look at. Okay. I've seen some of his stuff online like a week or two ago. I don't follow Evolve. I wish Chris O'Callaghan was listening. Chris O'Callaghan would be listening, but Chris goes a lot of the Evolve cards. Yes, Justin, they're running against AEW. We'll talk about that too. Because I don't know if I'm going to be. I'm going to probably order AEW.
Yep.
And watch Evolve. I got a lot of wrestling to do this weekend. New Japan, we'll go over that in a second. And, of course, the championship, NXT championship, Akira Tozawa taking on Adam Cole.
Baby!
It's crazy. I'm excited. Of course, on the network. AEW tomorrow night on pay-per-view. Fight for the Fallen.
Yep.
From Jacksonville, Florida, in the Daly's Place Amphitheater. You want to talk about Joey Janela real quick? Get into a fight with Enzo?
That was nothing.
Well, he's going to be with Jimmy Havoc and Darby Allin versus Sean Spears, MJF, and Sammy Guevara. That's the buy-in.
That's going to be good.
The pre-show.
That's going to be good.
Chris Jericho is going to have a live mic.
Oof.
Britt Baker and Riho versus Nakajima and Bea Priestley.
Okay.
The Dark Order versus Angelico and Jack Evans and Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus.
That's going to be good.
Ali versus Brandi Rhodes. Hangman Page versus Kip Sabian.
Kip Sabian?
I forgot. SoCal Uncensored. SCU versus the Lucha Brothers.
Oh, Kazarian and Scorpio Sky against those two. Oh my God, it's gonna be amazing.
Yep. And
Kenny Omega versus
Seema. Yes. Wow. And the main event: the Young Bucks versus the Rhodes Brothers on pay per view.
Oh my God, I might have to buy this one.
We might have to get together tomorrow night.
I don't know, man. I might think I might buy it.
Well, you're going away, aren't you?
I can't. Yeah, that's right.
Fuck. God damn it.
God damn it.
Adam Cole sucks. You're out of your mind, Jay.
You're bugging, bro.
No one thinks that he sucks but you, buddy. I don't know. Anybody else in this chat thinks that Adam Cole sucks, please give me a reason why.
You're bugging.
Yeah. Anyway, I think Enzo would get rocked by Joey Janela. Part of me thinks it's a work.
It's a work.
Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit?
It's fake.
I saw the New Japan G1 special from Dallas last week.
And you said it was amazing.
I loved it. Tama Tonga and Tangaloa, friends of Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
Oh, Neil just told me that Fight for the Fallen is going to be free on Bleacher Report.
Okay. Thanks, Neil.
Thanks, man.
The G.O.D. beat Show and Yo. Show and Yo are getting better by the car, dude.
They're always good.
No, they're really good they're now. Good. Remember when they were the Tempura Boys and Mikey was like, they're going to be good? I'm like, yeah,
Mikey was the one who called it,
You're
too.
You're right. Ren Narita and Jeff Cobb versus Shota Umino and Tomohiro Ishii. Now, Umino and Narita are like the young boys breaking out. Gotta tell you, man, nothing but good things about these kids. I like them a lot. Yoshihashi and Goto beat Chase Owens and Jay.
Why?
Let's see. Wish I was with you, Mooks. We got you, Sugar Shane. Thank you for coming on with us. Always, we love you, man.
Yep, absolutely.
Been a supporter of us for a long time. Jushin Thunder Liger, Juice Robinson, and Toriano beat Bushi, Takagi, and Naito.
Wow.
Good match. Fucking Naito's. Now, all the A-block matches, choppy. You have to watch Will Ospreay versus Lance Archer.
It was that good?
Dude.
That good?
Dude, I'm telling you, and you wouldn't think this on paper.
Well, Lance Archer's in his 40s. I'm surprised.
Lance Archer came out with a new look. He was on point, and he hung with Ospreay.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he beat the piss out of Ospreay most of the match.
But it
was a good match. Like, he might go far in this tournament.
Oh, boy.
He might be the dark horse that goes like to the finals and loses. I'm telling you, dude.
Really?
I'm telling. Mark my words.
Wow.
Mark my words. Thank you, Justin. I just said that. Anyway, Bad Luck Fale beat Evil.
Oh wow! Holy shit!
Fale's a beast, man.
I love Fale.
He's a good dude, man. I love him to death. I'm so glad I got to meet him. Sonata beat Zack Sabre Jr. That was a good match.
Really?
You're not big on Sonata?
Sonata beat... What the fuck, man?
Sonata was... Sonata?
Fuck him.
I know you don't like Sonata. Ugh. He and... They had a good chemistry, him and Zack Sabre Jr. And this was probably the match of the night. Kenta making his return beat Kota Ibushi.
What? Are you serious?
Dead serious.
Kenta beat Kota? No fucking clean. Way.
Clean.
Are you fucking kidding
I'm
me?
I'm not. Dude, you have to watch this card.
How good was the match, though?
It was great.
Oh, my God. Ibushi's like the rising star, dude. He's like the number one guy.
I'm not arguing with you.
Wow.
I'm telling you that this was Woo! this tournament is it's a month long. If anybody,
oh my God.
If you don't know what the G1 is, it's a month long tournament. It is so good. It's been good for the last several years. This is the tournament that put me back into New Japan.
That's insane.
This is the tournament that got me back into New Japan in 2013.
I'm blown by that, dude.
Yeah, we hit him with the go to sleep.
Oh my God, that's insane.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep. Ring that bell with Justin.
You
the
racist.
Birthday boy hanging out with the throwbacks tonight. And, of course, Okada beat Tanahashi.
I knew that was going to happen.
Okada cut a really nice promo for the American fans afterwards.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Okay.
I love him to death. He's my favorite wrestler right now.
He's probably number one right now.
He is the number one wrestler on the planet.
Kenny Omega lost that position already.
He'll go back. He'll get back.
Yeah.
So G1 night 2 is tomorrow night, or tomorrow morning, I should say, 5:30 a.m. here. It's going to be a long day for Phil, because I got to play Strat, too. I'm going to be doing it at a bar. So.
Are you doing that, too? Oh, my God.
So I'll be doing this, then going there for lunch, and probably getting fucking hammered. Hiroki Goto versus Jay White. What? Ishii versus Jeff Cobb.
Oh, my God.
Yano versus Naito.
Ooh.
Yep. John Moxley versus Taichi.
That's going to be good.
Taichi's good, man.
Yeah, he is.
I love his little fucking, his Final Fantasy fucking out. I call him the Final Fantasy wrestler because he looks like a character from Final Fantasy. Juice Robinson versus Takagi.
Okay.
Chaos, which is Okada and Yoshihashi versus Suzuki-Gun, Minoru Suzuki and Zack Sabre Jr. Zack Sabre Jr. has been Suzuki, what do you call it? Minoru Suzuki's like tag partner for a while now.
Wow.
Yeah, this is the first Okada ace match that went under 30 minutes in the last 6 years, by the way. Justin, thank you for bringing that out, Justin. I totally forgot about that. Tanahashi teaming up with the young Lions, Umino and Ren Narita, and versus Kenta, Clark Connors, and Carl Fredericks.
Who are those guys?
They're just foreign wrestlers. They're okay. Little, you know. They're Gaijin that made the tours.
Suzuki-Gun,
Lance Archer, and Kanemura versus Bullet Club, Chase Owens, and Bad Luck Fale.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I love those two guys together. Chase and Bad Luck? Oh, my God.
Prince Ikea. Prince Ikea was in the ring. The bell. And Kota Ibushi, Will Ospreay, and Yumi Mora versus Los Ignobles de Japón.
Ibushi, Sonata, and
Evil. Ooh.
That's going to be good.
So, guys, check that out, man. If you're up with me... Jump on a thread. Jump in the Turnbuckle Throwback Scoop page, and we'll chat up about it. I'll be getting up early with my bagel and having bagels.
Before we move on to before we go to the break, let's talk about the NXT show this week.
Yes, we totally skipped it. My bad.
It's okay.
We jumped into New Japan. That's
not
why.
A big deal.
I gotta tell you, I saw the Killian Dane promo. Mr. Nikki Cross.
Mark my words. He's going to be NXT champion one day. He's going to be very good.
Yeah, the press conference that...
With Velveteen Dream?
Velveteen Dream.
That was funny.
I'm telling you right now, and Allie called this last night. Allie called it Wednesday night. Thursday. She was at my house last night. She said, "You think your boys are going to win? I think your boys are all going to have belts by the end of the year." And I was like, I said, Choppy said that months ago. I said, so now Roddy will definitely beat
the Dream.
And even though the Street Profits are so good right now, they had a good match with Orny Lorcan and
you like that match, right?
What the hell's his name?
Danny
Burch. I keep forgetting the British guy's name. I'm so sorry. Burch and Lorcan.
I like their name.
Yeah.
The Brit and Brawlers.
I love it. That match with I'm telling you, that was good. Io Shirai.
Being a heel, I like it.
I like those leather pants.
I like her more as a heel than
I know. Like, and Allie's awesome. Allie's so mad at her right now.
She's awesome. That's what I said. Love her as a heel. Love it.
That's what I said. And what else was good on that? The Adam Cole tour is coming to an end. He's going to be fighting next week against
Mystery Opponent. Apparently.
Mystery Opponent. Yeah.
And let's talk about the what was bad.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Punishment Martinez is now Damian Priest.
The Archer of NXT.
Stop. Not even Mauro Ranallo could fucking sell him.
He's terrible.
I don't see the fucking appeal, man.
What's up with that spin kick that he does?
I don't see the fucking appeal. I don't like him.
And what about him doing that rolling cutter now? He calls it the Reckoning?
He don't call it. Oh, yeah.
The Reckoning?
I remember we had this conversation with Matt at Final Battle last year. I'm like, dude, I don't know what you see in him, man.
And you know what else boggles my mind? He looks like a guy that you would see in a rock band from like 1998.
Yeah, he looks like he would be in Marilyn Manson's band.
Oh my God, he's fucking awful.
He is, as you would say, dreadful. Yeah.
He's awful, dude.
He is dreadful.
Now, the last matches that I want to talk about is the ACH, which is Jordan Miles versus Boa. What'd you think of that match?
Now, you texted me as I was starting to watch that match. Punishment Martinez, Baron Corbin 2.0, Puerto Rican Arrow. Ring that bell.
Yes, thank you. fucking jerk off.
Boa. Is definitely a strong star. He's from China, right?
He's Chinese.
Wasn't bad. We all know, you know, ACH is the goods, you know?
Yeah. Did you see the shape he's in?
Yeah.
He's ripped to the gills, dude. God bless him.
The breakout tournament continues.
So, yeah, and
who the match? No, the match was good, though. I enjoyed the match.
It was a good match.
To answer your question.
Was it the best NXT card? Not really. I've seen better. But it was still serviceable. It was, you know, I give it a 3.5 out of 5. It was good.
I look forward to the NXT shows every week now.
So do I. I missed the NXT UK, man. I'm so upset I missed that. I heard it was good.
Yeah, I'm excited for the UK pay-per-view at the end of August.
Oh, where's it at? Cardiff? NXT Cardiff? That's going to be good.
What's up, Big Tone?
Big Tone's in the house?
We got all sorts. We got Cali. We got Scotland. We got a bunch of different countries repping in.
Maybe we should do a Philatorial next week, and then the following week we have more people show up.
I got to tell you, man, if we do Patreon, you're going to get more Philatorials. You're going to get a fucking chop shop,
too.
The
chop shop. Mm-hmm.
All right, so let me see. Is there any more news that we covered a lot of news tonight.
I just want to mention Mike Norgonger. I just want to congratulate him and his team.
Yes.
For
go ahead, talk about that. I didn't see the video yet.
Yeah, it was a 10-minute clip that Mike posted on Facebook. Him and Vince Russo talking about family life and a little bit about wrestling. And not wrestling, but I forgot the guy's name they were talking about. And Mike came off very nicely in that video. Very, very nicely. And I congratulated him, and I hoped – and I told him, like, dude, with this, you're going to get more listeners. You're going to get more people, more eyeballs on you, and it's a blessing. And I congratulate him, and he deserves it. Him and the rest of the crew deserve it.
And shout out to Mike, Sydney, Adam, Cal.
And Vince Russo even mentioned Jay Baca on the show.
Yeah, Jay's the liaison for the Midnight Jury. Shout out to Jay. I got to tell you, man, they've been around just as long as we have. And even though Mike doesn't talk about wrestling on the show like he used to, he still follows and he's still very active on social media. So
God bless him.
We love the Midnight Jury. We've been supporting him since
even though we don't agree on the same thing on wrestling.
Even politics, man. I don't agree with a lot of stuff. Like, it doesn't matter,
We still support each other. And
we respect each other.
Respect, and we support each other's accomplishments. And that video is an accomplishment for one of our brothers.
Yeah.
In this network.
I got the Midnight Jury on to Randy M. And I say that proudly because the way Mike was going to format it, I'm like, if you want to do a live show and not compromise anything, let me put you on with AA and see you guys can get something going. And they did. And I had a long conversation with Mike early last year, and we had a great conversation on the phone about – we were talking about some – because he's also tech – he had some tech problems too. We all do. So what it is. But they are on point. They're passionate and they're just good fucking dudes. We got to hang out with them a few times at a couple of the PWS shows back in the day. And Mike and I have been friends for a long time. I'm proud to be a member of the jury, and I'm proud to be a colleague of him and a friend. They're good dudes, man. Sydney, when she jumps on, Adam Henning, Calvin, they're just good fucking folks, man. Respect. That's it. It's all about respect. And I said this on my philatorial last week. You know, you don't have to agree with people. You don't have to. Nobody was friends here because of politics or religion.
No.
We were all friends because of pro wrestling. Something brings us together. You know, I met a lot of people in the New York hardcore scene growing up. You could be a Republican. You could be a Democrat. You could be independent. You could be whatever the fuck you want. You could pray to Buddha. You could pray to Allah. It doesn't matter. You just respect every fucking body equally.
I'm sorry. I just saw a comment that Shaylin said.
What's that?
His finisher should be the chocolate.
Fucking slipper.
That's fucking awesome.
But you know, it's about respect. It's about respect.
Is that you?
No. That's not me.
What the hell is that? What's that?
Probably one of your kids' toys.
No.
Sorry. I don't know.
Sorry about that, guys.
It's okay. We're going to go to break anyway, but again, it's all about respect. What's up? Ben's in the room. Fucking Ben.
Ben,
it's like fucking 3 in the morning over there, man. I love you guys. But it's all about respect.
Yes.
Okay? And we made friends from all over the world. Proof tonight that we can be all, we can coexist as human beings. You know, just respect people, man. It doesn't matter what gender you are, what race you are, what color you are, what creed you are, who you vote for, who you're fucking with. If you're a nice fucking human being and you respect other people, you get by in life.
That's it.
You get by in life, all right? And we all love this wrestling thing. We all have a passion for it. We all come from different walks of life, and that's what brings us together is this fucking medium, this podcasting, the social media. It's a beautiful thing, man. And for 7 years now, I'm proud to have all these people as friends and colleagues. We made friends. I met you from another show, from this show. Like, fucking just do it, man. It's about respect. And I've been preaching it for 7 years now. Take care of yourselves, each other. And I know it's a fucking it's a Jerry Springer thing, but I took that because it's the truth. It doesn't matter as long as you just respect other people. Okay? You don't have to fucking hang out with them. You don't have to live with them. You don't have to sleep with them. You don't have to pray with them or vote with them. It doesn't matter. It's all about respect.
Yep.
With that being said, take a quick break. We have an awesome throwback for you. I'll come to the West Coast. Don't threaten me with a good time there, Big Tone.
I was there in the West. I didn't know you were from the West Coast.
I can't wait to get to the West Coast, man. I got to plan a trip, and I want to see Matt. I want to see Big Tone. I want to see there's so many people I want to see on the West Coast. I want to see Chunky Larry and all those guys. I got to make a Cali trip, man, eventually. All right. Let's take a quick break. Let's plug our friends. That's what we do, because we are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We're live on Rant EM Radio, part of the Shining Wizards Network, part of Dark Satellite Media, and Rant EM Radio.
See.
We're right back. All right, bitches? Take it away there, Lord Alfred Hayes.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh, my God. I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Horns up. This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media @InconclusivePod or Facebook.com/InconclusiveBreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old-school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
This is Tama Tonga,
Tonga Loa,
and Hikuleo,
the Bullet Club, and you are listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Raya and the Pain in the Ass Choppy on the Rant EM Radio. And that's just too sweet!
This is the last professional broadcaster, Sam Roberts, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Raya and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
I like country music, I love country girls, I like Willie Nelson, and don't forget about Merle. There's only one thing that I hate, cause it's a bunch of crap. I hate rap. I like NASCAR racing, Richard Petty's still the king. Yeah, they call me a redneck, but you know that's a beautiful thing. There's only one thing that I hate, cause it's a bunch of crap. I hate rap.
Yeah, buddy.
I, for one, do not hate rap.
One thing that I hate, cause it's a bunch of crap. I hate rap.
That's funny. All right.
This is the funniest shit Kurt Hennig has ever done.
Yeah. You know what? I haven't seen this pay-per-view. I've had the network since it started, like 2014, 15. Mm-hmm. I have not seen this pay-per-view since 1999.
You're serious?
Yeah.
I've seen it a couple times.
Yeah, no. So it was fun. It was really fun to watch, actually, believe it or not.
It was not a bad pay-per-view. It was actually pretty good. I mean, the Nitros were getting really shitty, but, like, the pay-per-views were, like, the matches were really good.
Yeah, man.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, man. It was fun. And that when I saw that, the whole No Limit Soldiers thing, I was like, oh, shit. Totally forgot that happened.
Yeah, I know. Master P was heavily involved.
Yeah, no. I know. He, you know, listen, he was this thing. That was a thing back then, you know? Are we ready for the throwback? Or any other? Oh, I want to do one more thing. Mott Spock is at A... What promotion is that in Milwaukee, Wisconsin?
Isn't it AAW?
AAW, and he posted a picture of AAW. He debuts in Milwaukee tonight. He took a picture with him and Mrs. Spock with the Lucha Brothers.
That's dope.
And he's rocking a fucking Takeover Club shirt.
He knows the deal.
Takeover Club taking over the Midwest, taking over Europe. Taking over, we got members everywhere now. We're fucking branching out. We're gonna have chapters. It's gonna be dope.
You know how they had the NWO and then NWO Japan,
right?
That's us right there.
Yes, AEW debuted in Milwaukee tonight. Shout out to Mott Spock, who's shout out to brother. Thank you very much, very much. We have the Northeast, the Southeast covered, the Midwest, the West Coast. We have Scotland covered, England covered. Done.
It's beautiful.
It's fucking beautiful. TC's in the building next week. It's gonna be so dope. Are we ready?
Yes, sir.
And now, here is your throwback of the week.
sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio.
How does... Yes. Okay. All right. Shaylin, we think we do have kid sizes, so you definitely can get a shirt.
Definitely got Baby Gap for sure.
We definitely have a shirt for you.
I'll get you my son's onesie.
you get a takeover shirt if you show up to an event. How many events have we invited you to and you have not showed up? So once you come to an event, you will get a t-shirt.
Shame on you.
Sugar Shane, you will be the Southwest chapter of Takeover Club. We got to get you a shirt too.
Mm-hmm.
We're not giving shirts to everybody, only certain people. So you guys,
you can't just come.
You got to be a fucking fan of the show. You can't just be, you know.
You just can't just be show up one day and be like, hey, I want to be part of Takeover.
Nah. It doesn't work like that.
No.
This is not fucking WCW. We're not just giving shirts to Horace Hogan, you know.
Yeah, and also Disco Inferno.
Disco Inferno. Okay.
The first match of the night.
Well, this is the Great American Bash.
1999.
From the Baltimore Arena in the harbor, which is one of my favorite places of all. Shout out to Lee Champion, by the way. I spoke to Lee a lot this week.
Did you really?
Yes, Lee's doing fine. Shout out to Lee Champion, listener of the show. And Grant EM Radio, former host of Freaks and Effing Geeks.
Yep.
And he's a regular on a rant. Miss Foley has a shirt. Yes, so does Tama Tonga. Yes. Right? And who else has a Takeover Club shirt? I think that's it. Famous. Oh, no. Don't Folly got a shirt. I forgot. I don't think he did. Yeah, Big Tone. West Coast, you, Matt Squires, you got to get some Takeover Club shirts. Yeah, Nick German's the Mid-Atlantic chapter. Well, I said Southeast. Isn't that considered? Aren't you considered Southeast?
Yeah.
But it sounds better if you say Mid-Atlantic. Cause that's what that whole... That's a huge wrestling region, you know? Especially Maryland. Maryland has roots in pro wrestling, like, big time. No, proof tonight. The Bash has been there forever. Mr. X checking in. He wants an XL, we know. He's also in the Midwest. I'm telling you, man. It's fucking... We're growing.
Can't help it.
June 13th, which is my son's birthday. But this is from June 13th, 1999. Great American Bash.
How many people were there?
I didn't get that.
You know what? Hold on.
Look it up, Chop. I got the... I'm on the other gimmick. I'm not on the Wikipedia.
Let me look it up.
Mid-Atlantic is old school.
Let's see.
Ba-ba-ba-ba. You gotta get that screen fixed, money.
I don't give a fuck about this.
You should, dude. You're gonna hurt yourself.
11,672 paid.
Yes. Tony Schiavone, Mean Mike Tenay. And, of course, Bobby Dwayne Heenan.
And, of course, at the start of the show, they give a breakdown of what's going on with the feuds and stuff.
Right. So, the infamous White Hummer.
Yes.
Who attacked Kevin Nash was...
Who was that?
Macho Man.
Well, that I know. I mean, like, I thought it was somebody else who was driving. No, Macho Man orchestrated it, but I thought it was somebody else who drove the
did it for The Rock.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong one. No, I thought... Because, remember, he got... He tricked Kevin Nash into that limo with the Team Madness.
Yeah.
Wasn't him driving it.
I thought it was.
I thought he got somebody else to drive it for him.
I don't know.
Anyway,
so Master P and his crew arrive at the arena. Kurt Hennig sucks up to him. Master P gives him an autographed CD. Kurt Hennig crumples it up. Master P has to hold him, get his crest back.
Good God.
Video package rolls for Hack versus Brian Knobbs.
This was a good fucking match.
I'm sorry, I hated this fucking match.
You're bugging, bro. It was good.
I fucking hated this match.
Well, did you hate Hack?
I hated all of it. I hated the fact that Jimmy Hart tried to start the First Family again, first of all. Because the First Family was a real deal great fucking stable in Memphis. But now you have Hugh Morris and Brian Knobbs as the First Family. It was fucking abysmal. I'm sorry. Just the fact that he even... Put them in the same... Ugh. I would rather them be in the Dungeon of Doom. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I'm sorry. I'm old school. I'm sorry.
I enjoyed this match a lot.
Listen.
And I hate Salmon, and I do not like Brian Knobbs.
I was never a Sandman guy. He was funny. Like, he cut good promos, and he was funny in the ring and outside the ring. He was great to us. Always. Always a nice guy to Sandman. Just wasn't a fan of his at all. But he was a nice guy, so I respect him, and he was a big deal in ECW. He was over big time in ECW.
But he was also over in this match.
He was over here, too, because a lot of WCW guys went from ECW guys went to WCW, and they, you know.
And not for nothing, a lot of people took trips from Maryland to Philly.
Oh, yeah. Just to,
and that's why he was also, I believe at the start of the match, it was an ECW chance as well.
So you want to get into this match, or?
Of course.
It was a messy, sloppy, fucking garbage
brawl. And it was a good match to start off. The crowd was hot for this match.
They were.
I mean, you had first Brian. I was like, "No, let's just tape our fists and go head on with our fists." And then you know, Hack turns around like a fucking mook, and then all of a sudden gets nailed with a fucking trash can.
He goes like a mook. Matt Squires should have been named the second cousin family.
Wow! Holy shit!
Shaylin agrees with me. The match sucked. Anyway, go ahead, finish, bro.
And then that Kane shot that he gave Brian Knobbs at the end of the match. Oh, my God. And then he gave him the Rolling Rock, or he tried to give him the Rolling Rock.
Oh, we want Screwface. Tell him no, Pansy. You know?
Yogi.
I'm just playing that because Elaine's not here. But this is for you, Rob.
Doing flips and shit. But you know what else move I really liked that he did?
What's that?
The White Russian leg
swing. The White Russian leg
swing. And the Heineken Rana.
You know what's funny? Every time we say every time Choppy says the White Russian leg sweep, he giggles.
You have to think about it.
But for 5 years now, you've been like, anytime you mention the Sandman, he says that.
Yeah.
Hey, Choppy chuckles.
You know who came up with that name? I believe it was Joey Styles.
Had to be Joey Styles.
And then the Heineken Rana.
That's another Joey Styles original. Shout out to Joey Styles.
Love Joey.
Shout out to Joey Styles. What'd you think of Chassie and her big fat ass?
She was ugly, dude.
I didn't realize how fat her ass was, though.
I didn't realize how fucking ugly she was, dude.
She's not nice on the eyes. Ooh. She's a butterface. Everything's nice, butterface.
She looks like an aunt that I just don't want to like look at. Ooh, my God.
What?
Russian. I love Rob.
What?
Hey, I'm trying to teach her here. Shut up.
All right, so Hack nails Knobs with a kendo stick for the three.
And then fucking Hugh Morris or General
Erection. Oh, I can't. General Erection. I cannot stand.
General E.
I cannot stand fucking Hugh Morris.
You love Hugh Morris. Get out of here.
He's the shit of the drizzling variety.
He does a moonsault
on Bill DeMont is a cancer.
And then he does a moonsault onto Sandman. Yeah.
After the match, Morris comes in and he and Knobs lay out Hack with a spike pile driver. Morris goes up and hits the no laughing matter onto the ladder of Hack.
He actually did a nice moonsault.
All right. Then we go to the back. Buff Bagwell thanks Roddy Piper for the opportunity to wrestle tonight and promises to watch Piper's back. Which means we all know what that means.
Yeah.
That means, you know, anyway. I don't want to ruin it for you if you didn't see it. Who's all that? All right. Next match. Mikey Whipwreck versus Van Hammer.
What a throwaway match.
This match was fucking terrible. I didn't know that he was trained by Van Hammer was trained by Dan Spivey. I wasn't aware of that.
Yep. Can I just say something?
Sure.
What the fuck did WCW see in Van Hammer?
Well, he was on a lot of people's radars. Like a lot of old timers. They found him and he was a power plant guy. So for this, I'm going to play devil's advocate. I didn't think he was the worst wrestler ever. I just hated the gimmick. And then I hated him even more when he joined the Flock.
What gimmick?
He had that heavy, well, when he came in, he had the heavy metal.
Yeah, thing. I know that, but what, like, he sucks.
He wasn't that bad. I mean, he wasn't great. He wasn't, like, terrible. He wasn't sloppy. He didn't have any charisma.
Dude, he dropped fucking Mikey Whipwreck on the railing incorrectly. Mikey Whipwreck had to, like, sell his knee, even though he got hit and got nailed in the face by the railing. He is sloppy.
This was a very long squash match. Oh. It was a slingshot, somersault, plancha onto the floor by Mikey Whipwreck. They head back in. Whipwreck goes up and hits a Thez press for the two. Then Whipwreck goes up again, hits and leaps, but Hammer catches him with a spine buster, Cobra Clutch Slam. Bobby Heenan couldn't get the moves right. Picks him up and slams him on his head. Picks him up, slams him again.
And that's another thing I noticed about this match, the card. Shivani and Heenan kind of like jabbing each other.
Yeah, and Tanay too. Like they were like, yeah,
it was serious.
Yeah. See, I enjoyed this next match. Finally, after these two shit
matches, I actually liked this match a lot.
Yeah, Disco Inferno versus Buff Bagwell.
And you know what? And I see why you like the Disco Inferno because he's actually really good in the ring. This match with Bagwell, I'm not a Bagwell fan either.
I like Bagwell.
I was never a Bagwell guy, and this match was really, really good.
No wonder why Scotty Riggs had an eye patch. That bell. American males.
Terrible.
American. Anyway. So Buff Bagwell was breaking away allegedly, from the NWO. And at this point, the Steiners had reformed. And they were heel team.
Yep.
And the NWO was like in shits anyway.
1999. Yep.
WWE was trying to push Buff Bagwell to the upper echelon. They were trying to shove him down our throats, basically. And this was the match that was supposed to catapult him in. So, again, wasn't a bad match at all.
I enjoyed it.
Was not a bad match at all. There was a backdrop by Buff, right?
Yep.
Let's see, backdrop by Buff. He hits a clothesline, punches in the corner. Bagwell goes up. Disco crotches Bagwell as he falls to the floor. Disco follows up, hits the last dance, which is a stunner.
The stunner.
Onto the floor. The ref starts to count on Bagwell. Bagwell makes it back in before the 10 count. Disco goes for a pile driver. He goes for a Macarena pile driver. Whatever he calls it, the Macarena driver.
Yeah.
They call it Bagwell backdrops him. Back elbow followed by a drop kick. Disco pokes Buff Bagwell in the eye, catches him with a power slam, and then a blockbuster, which was not his best blockbuster.
It was sloppy.
That's a good move, though.
The blockbuster was a great move.
I love that. When you play that move in WWE games, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the innovator of the blockbuster, right?
Yeah,
I never saw anyone else doing about it.
Yeah, no, not at that time. Simple match, nothing great.
I thought it was a good match.
It was a good match.
Very good.
I played rap as crap.
This match was good.
Bobby Duncombe Jr., Kurt Hennig. This was the formation of the
West Texas
Rednecks. Against Ray Ray and Conan. Now.
They represent the No Limit
Soldiers. No Limit Soldiers. Yeah. And this was, Master P was very involved with WCW. Master P was probably the biggest recording artist at that point in hip-hop at that time. No Limit was a big deal. They were wearing the gear, the whole nine. This is Ray without the mask. I want to premise this by saying, the more I watch this match, the more I wished, now I wish, thinking back on it, Conan and Ray Ray would have made a great fucking tag team.
Yeah.
No, like they would have won championships type of thing. What's up, Jimmy? Jimmy's in the house.
Wow, Jimmy is in?
You know what Jimmy is, right?
What? Tell me.
You know what Jimmy is?
Tell me.
I'm over here now.
He's over here now.
Okay.
Jamie said, I thought the Chartbuster was a star. Yeah, I was saying, yeah, I don't know what the fucking, they rename all the moves after the characters.
No, so, if you notice, a lot of people used, like, WWF moves, like.
Yeah.
They always copied somebody else. It's fine.
But Conan and Ray Ray could have made a fucking fine team.
Well, they've known each other since Mexico. So
you don't know, but like, could you just see them as a team? Like a solid tag team?
Yeah.
They should have kept them as a team, man.
I think that when Rey Mysterio had the mask and when he had the mask, Conan, they would have been great together like that. But then they're still great together even with Unmasked and as part of the No Limit Soldiers. They were just a great team.
Everybody wore fucking, in 1999, the big thing was overalls. Everybody wore
wore it.
Everybody wore overalls.
And then we wore it with the fucking, like, with the thing down.
With the one strap down? Yeah.
Yep.
Rey and Conan would have been dope, Phil. Almost like Homicide and Hernandez. Yes. Rey Mysterio without his mask looks like Ilion Gonzalez. Ring that bell.
Rey Mysterio looked like he was 13.
Again, but the match was solid because this is one of those everybody could wrestle match, you know?
Yes.
And I like the spot where Kurt Hennig does the fucking Rick Rude thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It gives him the homage. That was pretty fucking dope.
Yes, it was.
Because Rick Rude had just passed that point recently before that.
They're best friends.
So this was a good match, man. I enjoyed this a lot. This had a lot of spots. There was a jackknife. Bobby Duncombe, he wasn't sloppy, but he wasn't very prim and proper. He was a fucking brute.
Nothing like his father, though.
No, totally different. Two different wrestlers. But he was a fucking brute by Fabergé, man. Jackknife powerbomb by Bobby Duncombe. Henning tags in. He works right over in the corner. Tags Bobby Duncombe, who hits a gutbuster. Tags again to Henning. Sends Ray into the corner, sternum first. a couple, then Ray gets his ass kicked.
Yep.
A little bit, and then another tag to Bobby Duncan. Ray slides underneath and gets tagged to Conan. Ref doesn't see it. Double team, you know, typical 80s, 90s moves. Henning hits a suplex. He locks in the neck crank, which is great. Henning releases, then Ray catches him with a mule kick.
Yep.
He finally tags to Conan. Conan comes in, hits the X Factor on Bobby Duncan. Ray gives Henning the Rough Rider, which is the Bronco Buster, in a corner, while Conan hammers away on Bobby Duncan. X Factor to Henning. They fight on the floor. Hurricane Rana by Ray to Bobby Duncan. Here comes Barry Windham.
Greenpoint Barry.
Greenpoint Barry. Comes out and attacks Conan. Big Swole. Swole was a ex-football player. He played for the Broncos and the CFL. He was actually involved in pro wrestling a little bit.
Yep.
And he was the bodyguard of Master P. Big fucking dude, man. He was massive.
What a big mook he was.
He was a big mook indeed.
What a hoss.
And he was a hoss.
I love it.
He was a hoss.
Oh, man.
I did the name of the episode. He was a hoss. He lays out Bobby Duncan with a fucking, was that a headbutt or whatever, like a shoulder block?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Very simple.
Yeah, very, very simple. Who's older, me or Ray? I'm going to say you.
I'm going to say you. Not by 6 months.
Not by much.
By though. 6 months. Oh, man.
Shaylin's going to be the youngest and the oldest.
What's reassuring
of the takeover?
What's definitely reassuring is that Rey Mysterio is still taller than you. Because Rey Mysterio is like 5'3", and she's like 4'11".
So Barry Windham comes out, attacks Conan. Swole hits Master. Swole hits Bobby Duncan, allowing Ray to hit the slingshot leg drop for the three.
Yep.
But then, of course, they get fucking hogtied afterwards. Get the asses kicked right away. And then out now the formation of the West Texas Rednecks.
Just need a Kendall there. Autistic Kendall.
What? What was it? What did he say? Hoss? What was the name of the episode I just said?
He was a hoss.
He was a hoss.
Fucking Kendall Windham.
H-O-S-S.
He was terrible.
All right, so.
He was a horse.
Sonny Ono was supposed to fight Scott Norton. Big Scott Flash Norton.
Yes.
Right? Not Sonny Ono, the cat with Sonny Ono, I'm sorry. And Sonny Ono helped him cheat on Nitro with the. What did he have? What did he say he had? He had some kind of foreign object.
Whatever. It's, who cares?
Right. So instead, Horace Hogan comes out.
He's fucking garbage. What did they see in his mook?
I don't know, but the best was Ernest Miller's like, if you don't go and get Scott Norton right now, I'm going to go back to my car, get my karate gi, and kick everybody's ass in this arena.
Oh, that was great.
I thought that was pretty funny, actually. Yeah. Being that Ernest the Cat Miller is a legit karate champion, so yeah. Like that makes it even funnier that actually happens, you know.
Yo, if you just seriously watch it, listen to his promos, they were for some funny shit.
No, the whole James Brown thing was hysterical.
Remember when he brought in James Brown?
Yes,
I was shocked when he said, "I'm gonna bring in James Brown." I was like, "Oh, it's gonna be some
fuck out of here."
And lo and behold, James fucking Brown was there. I was like, "What? This is insane." It was funny shit, man.
Oh, man. That was hysterical.
Somebody better call Mom. I'm about to whoop this boy's ass.
I'm telling you, man.
I love the cat.
You want to get into this match a little bit, or?
Let me see. Hold on.
I could do it.
If you want to do it, that'd be great.
No, I mean, it was a squash match, you know?
Yeah, it's still.
You know? I don't know. It's fucking, I thought it was hysterical.
I'm sorry. I'm just really sleepy.
No, me too, man. We're almost done. We're almost done. Any object Sonny Ono has is a foreign object. Wow, ring that bell. Ring the ding-a-ling-a-ding-a-ling-a-ding. Hold on a second. I got it. I have it up. I just wanted to do something else while I was doing that, but it's okie dokie.
That's right. He put on his dancing shoes and super kicked. Yeah.
Horace comes back with a big boot. He comes back with a big boot.
Oh, man.
And hits a splash for the two, right? Sonny Ono distracts Horace by allowing the cat to charge, but Horace backdrops into the floor. Ono gives Cat a shoe, and Cat puts it on.
It's super kicked. He was such a bad wrestler, but he's so funny, dude. Oh, God, that was great.
Don't make me put my karate gi on and come back and kick everybody's ass in this arena.
I love so the cat was awesome. I used to cry. I wasn't
a fan of him either. Really,
I wasn't a fan of his matches, but him talking was hysterical.
Dude, he's just as funny 20 years
so
later.
So funny,
nah,
dude.
Dude. He's funny, man. He is funny.
Did you know he was in The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke?
Yeah, yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah. Video package airs about the Piper Flair feud. You know what bothers me about this? Is that they had such a legendary feud in the 80s. Like,
and they brought it back again.
And it was terrible. Who's Asia, by the way? I forgot who she was.
She was the WCW counterpart to China.
Okay.
She was ugly, dude.
She was.
You know, China at least was like somewhat appealing, somewhat, after the surgery, and she looked very feminine.
So China was better looking than Asia, you think?
Than Asia?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Asia had a schnozola, dude. Asia was like this, dude.
Yeah, Triple H knows.
Yo, she did have
the gamer.
The gamer with a schnozola.
She was a hoss.
She was a hoss. She was a hoss, though. She was like Asia was like Nicole Bass and fucking China had
that
a love child.
That shit is funny. That shit is funny.
Oh my god. I'm still can't get over the whole dancing shoe.
So the
I can't.
Don't make me come back again. So this was for to become the president of WCW.
So stupid.
Yeah, 99 was a shit year for them, huh?
All these gimmick matches for just
fucking Vince.
And then Ric Flair was going crazy at this point.
Oh, like, no, Ric Flair going crazy was funny shit.
It was. But like,
he had that presidential fucking seal.
Remember when
that was funny?
Remember when they put him in an insane asylum because he was going crazy? It was so funny.
Justin, Asia's nose could deadlift 450 pounds.
I wonder what happened to her. She just fell off the face of the earth.
Do we care?
Well,
I hope she's alive. I hope she's well.
Poor Nicole Bass. Queen's own.
Queen's own. Represent. Rest in peace. You know what? Piper had a terrible fucking sleeper hold in this match.
Yeah.
This match was so bad, man.
Dude, Piper already had gone through two hip replacements. Flair was 50. I mean, what the fuck are you going
to
get out of
this
guy?
So Piper nails on Anderson, who tries to attack on Piper, gets a sunset flip back in. Sleeper by Piper, which is terrible. Double A's, it distracts the referee. Typical horseman style. Asia hands Flair some brass knucks. He nails Piper for the two. Figure four by Flair. On Anderson assists Flair. Bagwell comes out. Hits, nails on Anderson, attacks Flair for the DQ. Then, of course, what happens is Piper turns and everybody beats up on Buff Bagwell. How about that fucking, the Anderson slam on Buff Bagwell?
Dude.
He still had it a little bit. It wasn't bad.
I just hope everyone get, oh, your mom's in there.
Oh, my mom's in there. What's up,
Hi.
Mom? Hi, Mom. Oh, let's play this for Mom. Hold on. Let's play this for Mom. Hold on.
Hello, gorgeous.
I just want to let people know, this is 1999.
Yeah, yeah.
And Arn Anderson is 41. Well,
he's 41 looking like he's 65.
He looked like he was 60.
But he always looked old, though. Like, he was 26 and he was...
Dude, when he joined the Horsemen, he was in his 20s and he looked like he was 40.
He was 40, yeah. Well, that's... But he was... Oh, he can go his go, though. That was never an issue.
He was a grown-ass man.
No, no. No, 100%. 100%.
I tell you, alcohol and drugs is a bitch.
Yeah. So, and... This was a fun match. The Falls Count Anywhere, Rick Steiner versus Sting. You know what? Hi, Phil's mom.
Don't say hi to her. She's a Mets fan.
See, man, you're gonna piss her off, dude.
Oh man, I hope. Don't treat me to a good time. All right,
you're gonna piss her off, buddy. You're gonna piss her off.
She ain't do shit, yo.
Mom, I didn't say nothing. Mom,
I love your mom. She's awesome. Mom.
Yeah, this match was okay. I like the resurgence of the Steiners. The problem was, creative had nothing for him.
Now, Scotty was injured, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was injured.
But they still liked, even when Scotty can go, like, they didn't do...
I don't like Rick Steiner as a bad guy at this point.
No, I didn't mind him.
I liked him as a
guy. No, I didn't mind him.
If you don't like me, was it? If you want some, come get some. And if you don't like me, bite me.
His boots said bite me on him. Yeah, what's really fucked up about this, though, was the end of the match. Like, they had Tank Abbott and a bunch of dogs attack Sting. Ugh.
You know what was even worse than that? When they tried to burn Sting alive with fucking, when Vampiro was trying to use the blowtorch on him, that I think.
Oh, that's another paper.
Oh, my God, it was so bad.
Chop, you're gonna get your ass kicked.
Oh, I hope so. don't tempt me with a good time.
Oh man,
I love your mom. She's so.
She
fun.
Said, "Choppy, you're gonna get your ass kicked."
I love your mom. She's so great.
Man, I'm telling you, man, you're gonna get Choppy's a pain in the ass.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
Even Mean Gene said it.
I miss Mean Gene.
Yeah, well, Mean Gene, he knew about you
already.
All right, so the next match was a video package for Benoit and Saturn versus DDP.
This match?
Canyon. Yeah.
Yo!
This might be the match of the night.
This was match of the night. This match was so fucking good.
For the tag team championship. Oh. You know. No, good time, ass kicking time. Ring that bell, bitches. She's going to beat you up, son.
Oh.
She's going to beat you up.
I hope that's a promise.
Oh, what are you, a masochist?
I hope that's a promise.
You don't want a beating from my mother, man. She don't play.
Listen.
She won't stop either. She'll have to get, somebody have to pull her off.
Listen, I don't play either.
Oh, man. Okay, terrific.
So.
So, yeah. Chris Benoit and Perry Saturn were tag team champions. God, they were thrown together and they were good.
Oh. That's because they're friends, man.
She's like, don't play. Shit. See, man? You got to fucking piss her off.
Love
good,
her.
Good job, Rocket.
That's what I'm here for.
Holy shit.
That was great.
All right, yeah. No, this was a fine, fine match, dude.
What a tag team
This
match.
Was the match of the night.
Yeah, it was.
I love this show. She says. It's better than TV.
Well, this show loves you.
Mark Henry's song plays when Phil's mom enters the room.
By the way, Ma, you gotta come on the show and tell us the Greg the Hammer Valentine story to all the fans because they would love to hear this.
No, Phil's mom doesn't need a weapon. Her hands are registered with the 104th precinct. Yeah, mom. I could tell the story, but my mother tells.
No, she tells it so much better. Though.
Yeah, my mom tells.
If you could come on the show for like. Just call in.
We should have a call in, yeah. Not tonight, but we should have a call
for
in.
For like 5 minutes.
Have a call in for the anniversary show next
week.
Yeah. We should tell the story.
For 5 minutes. We just want you to tell the story to all the fans.
Yeah, my mom's got a great damn Valentine story.
Oh, it's so.
I've told it on the show, but it's not. It's not the same.
When she tells the story, it's so fucking funny.
Has she almost committed a felony?
She almost went to jail that night. Oh, my God. It was so funny. And Greg the Hammer Valentine was scared.
I got my hands. That's right.
Exactly.
But anyway, this was a good match, man.
Dude, it was Benoit with the German suplexes and then the dragon suplex right afterwards. And then fucking him going to the top with the diving headbutt. And then Perry Saturn trying to drop the elbow. And then he gets caught with a diamond cutter. Dean Malenko runs to the ring. All of a sudden you see fucking like Bam Bam gets involved. But then Dean Malenko's trying to throw Perry Saturn into the fucking ring. And then when all that happens, Bam Bam comes in. Joins up with fucking DDP and does the greetings from Diamond from Diamond or from Dallas or whatever or the greetings from Asbury into the Diamond
greetings from Asbury yeah
into the Diamond Cutter into oh the, my yeah. God what
if,
a move
if I set the Skype up again next week then you guys can call in yeah absolutely
that's awesome
I'll see if I can I have to pay the Skype bill
that's gonna be great
what are you looking at he says yeah that's right yeah it's Perry
what are you looking at
what are you looking at.
Doc and Gordy. Doc and Gordy.
He sounds like Mickey from fucking Burgess Meredith from Rocky.
Wah, wah, wah.
You're not getting them all, Rock.
You're going to eat lightning and crap Thunder Rock.
Except he had a Boston accent. What are you, retarded?
What are you, retarded, Rock?
Yeah, Boston act.
You're a bum. Your whole family's a bunch of bums. You want to work for a loan shark, you bum?
Hey, Rock.
What?
Ace is retarded.
Jamie retarded, she's shy, you know?
I'll tell you what to do. Take her to the zoo. I hear retards like the zoo.
Hey, this bum gotta say that.
All right, back it up, buddy.
I'm calling you a bum. That's the way he said. This bum gonna talk to me like that?
Hey, this bum gonna talk to me like that? I'm calling you a bum. Anyway, so Benoit catches DDP in the crossface. The ref gets distracted by Dean Malenko helping Saturn up. This allows Bam Bam to come in, break it up, assist the Diamond Cutter by Bigelow and Page to Benoit, and they have Canyon cover for the three. Good match, man.
And the fact that those three held the belt at the same time was great.
Yeah.
The Jersey Triad.
The Jersey Triad.
Even though...
I forgot. I thought Canyon was from Queens.
He's from Queens.
That's what I thought.
But they made it seem like he was from Jersey, so...
Rest in peace, Chris Canyon. Jessica, Tank's sister, here's a Phil Rea fun fact, got me his autograph.
Really?
couple years ago. That's very right nice. Before he passed away. She went to an event.
That's very nice.
So who's better than Canyon?
And you know who trained, who was also his mentor? Was Chris Canyon was Brian Cage's mentor.
Oh, Brian Cage.
The Machine Brian Cage. Hey, that was his
Did
mentor.
He lose his title to Michael Elgin?
No.
I didn't see Impact.
He retained.
Good, good, good.
And then Tessa Blanchard lost to Sami Callihan.
You know what I want to see? I want to see Chris Dickinson go to Impact and jump his boy Brian Cage. Can you see Chris Dickinson in Impact just beating up people? Like women, because he fights women too.
You know, it's funny though, because I'm friends with Chris and
of course
Luke Hawks. And him, it was a picture of Luke, him, and Brian Cage on the same picture.
I'm telling you right now, Chris, I know you listen to the show. We got to get Chris back on the show, by the way. We'll have him call in because I don't think he's in the state anymore. But Chris, if you're listening, because I know you listen to the show, try to get to Impact, man. Chris Dickinson against Brian Cage headlining Impact Wrestling for the title.
Could you imagine?
They fucking killed each other in PWG.
Oh, yeah,
I had that DVD.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I bought it during Mania weekend.
What makes it even great about that is that they're both really good friends with each other. Best friends. And that's very nice to see. You
know? Yeah, but I want to see Chris Dickinson beat the shit out of him. And take that title. I'm like, I want title to go back and forth.
Dude, I'll tell you right now, Brian Cage is a hoss, dude.
He's a hoss.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Yeah. Yeah, Rhino's had an Impact, yeah.
You heard about that, the controversy?
Yeah.
Apparently he's still on the contract with WWE, and he appeared at Slammiversary under a mask, so that nobody knows who it is.
What's Nick German saying?
How about Tyrus sending dick pics to his former co-host? Oh, God, did you hear about that? That was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
What a mook.
He was nice to me and Mikey, though.
I saw him in the city one time.
They left me in charge. I told you about that, by that story. They left me in charge of his autograph signing session.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I was his handler.
You were his muscle.
I was his handler. So,
you were the animal handler?
Yeah. And he sat with me and Mikey for all night and signed autographs and was texting his girlfriend and telling me how much he hates being here. And
he hated it?
Yeah.
Of course he did.
Someone better call his mama with those dick pics. Oh, anyway.
God.
Anyway. Oh, what did I miss? You missed Choppy threatening mom.
I did not threaten her.
You did.
What did I say?
You said you're going to kick her ass.
I didn't know that shit.
You most certainly did. Y'all better scroll up and look.
The words kick my ass never came out of my mouth.
I'm telling you.
You know what, Nat? Listen to the show.
You're full of shit, dude.
And you're full of gist.
See? I didn't say nothing,
No,
dude.
I didn't say I was going to kick her with your mom's ass. Did I ever say that? I said that if she does kick my ass, I hope it's a promise, and don't tempt me with a good time.
Oh, boy.
That's what I said. So go fuck your hand and eat a bag of fried dicks with powdered sugar on it, bitch.
What the fuck are you doing?
God.
Ooh. Ooh. This guy's a fucking mook.
This guy's a jerk off. What a mook you are.
You're a jerk off. That's what I think of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're a jerk.
Exactly.
You're a mook.
Fuck it. Put that cigarette out.
Fire me. All right. Last match of the evening for the WCW World Heavyweight Championship.
Oof.
Big sexy Kevin Nash taking on Choppy's all-time favorite wrestler.
Ooh, yeah! Mm-hmm.
Phil's mom versus Choppy the Mook in a steel cage.
No, Choppy the the Mookachu.
But the cream will rise to the top, oh yeah.
Yeah, this was a shit show.
It was alright.
I love how, because Macho Man was in it, it was okay.
It was all right.
It justifies because Choppy's favorite wrestler. Just because it was his favorite wrestler, it's a good match.
Macho Man was fucking terrible. 1999 Macho Man was hysterical, dude.
No, he was hysterical. This match was fucking dreadful.
Well, him and Kevin Nash had no chemistry.
I hate Kevin Nash.
You love Kevin Nash.
I cannot stand Kevin Nash.
I love Macho Man.
Who doesn't love Macho Man?
You don't.
I love Macho Man.
Okay.
I bought the DVD.
Because I made you buy the DVD. No,
you said, look, Phil, it's got a toy in it. I'm like, oh, dude, like a fucking, I'm like a retard, a Ferris wheel.
It took very little for me to sell that to him.
Yeah, no, you're like, what? A toy?
It comes with a Funko Pop. You want it?
Me one toy.
Me one Funko Pop.
And I bought that shit.
Speaking of Funko Pops.
Yee.
Remember the fucking Funko Papa sent you a picture of with Joker dying and then...
Yes, yes.
How cool was that?
I love that.
That diorama.
My brother will have it.
The diorama.
I guarantee my brother Mike will have it. He'll have it as soon as he comes out.
Ooh, oofa, what a match.
This was shit.
Oofa.
So, all right. So, Nash hits the snake eyes. Big boot by Nash. He hits the jackknife powerbomb. Medusa, Gorgeous George, Miss Madness, they all attack Kevin Nash. And then here comes Sid Vicious. And lays out Big Sexy with a boot.
With a boot.
And you win it by DQ and still champion, Kevin Nash.
I did like the tag team of Macho Man and Psycho Sid.
Give Phil a toy, take him to the zoo. That's right. I'm a simple man, Justin.
See?
See? I'm a simple man.
I can't stand Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Yeah, man, you can't because...
He's a jerk off.
Yeah.
And he looks like a gay lesbian now.
Come to my window. him and Bret Hart can roadie for Melissa Etheridge
Ooh,
now.
Wow! Wow! Remember the episode where we just kept playing that the whole fucking episode?
Hey, big boy!
Hey, big boy!
Big boy! Tip their hat to a lady! I'd come closer to tipping it to a...
Jezebel on the street! He was all serious about it, too.
Don't forget to buy Phil cotton candy at the zoo and maybe a Red Bull.
Wow! Oh, there it is! There it is! Cheap plug for the Red Bull. Maybe they should sponsor us.
It gives me wings.
It does give you wings.
Don't talk smack about Bret Hart. It's my show, motherfucker.
Oh, get the hell out of here. Everyone talk. I love Bret Hart, but I talk shit about Bret Hart. I like Bret. That's why you get to talk shit about him.
I'm over here now.
Even Bret has a sense of humor. I mean, he has like that little...
Stop. Stop.
What was I going to say?
Greg the Hammer Valentine looks like a transvestite Quaker Oats guy. Birthday boy for the win.
Listen, I love Bret Hart.
I do too. I love Greg Valentine.
I like Bret Hart.
My mom doesn't, but I do.
I'm sure Bret Hart has a sense of humor, even if he has that slanted-eyed smile because of the concussion and the stroke and shit.
From 82 to 85, Greg Valentine was one of the best fucking wrestlers on the planet. Former U.S. champion, multi-time tag team champion. Former Intercontinental champion. That's when I first saw him. As I see him and Santana were one of my favorite feuds of all time.
And not many people...
But when he bumped into my mother and almost... fucking assaulted her.
Your mom was going to fuck his ass up.
Then not so much. You know, not so much. It is what it is.
Your mom was going to fuck his ass up, dude.
Yeah, we got to get mom on a show.
Your mom, I think your mom had like a shank in her boot or something. And it was like,
you know what she said to him?
What?
If you put your hand on this $150 lid, I'll slap them lips on the side of your face.
Inside of your face.
Inside of your face.
You like this hat?
Sure do.
You better like
this. That's no lie. Wait, give me that Dusty right there. Now play the gimmick.
You like this hat?
Sure do.
You better like this hat. That's no lie.
With liver spot and all on that figure. Woo.
He did have a fight with him, but you gotta tell the story, Mom. You can't just it doesn't sound right. You actually have to come on and say it because I can't tell the story. I don't give it justice. But I play that story back in my head many times, so it doesn't matter.
I'm sure little Phil was very very embarrassed.
I was shocked. Embarrassed? I was like, no, I wasn't embarrassed. I was like, this dude's going to get a beating.
I was like, Mom, that's Intercontinental Champion, Greg the Hammer Valentine.
No, he was Tag Team Champion. This was 85.
No, you're right. He was...
This was day four at the Bulldogs that night we were there.
So he was in Tag Champs with... was he already?
This was 85.
With,
so this was winter of 85. So this was right after Mania.
With too. Beefcake?
No, they weren't Tag Champions. They lost at the Bulldogs.
Yeah, okay.
They lost in April. So they weren't tag team.
You should have been like, Mom, that's former Intercontinental Champion Greg the Hammer.
She knew who he was.
She didn't care.
He was rude.
He was very rude.
No, he was very rude.
He's a jerk off.
He's a jerk off.
You're a jerk off. That's what I think.
Could you imagine if she had bumped into Ricky the Dragon Steamboat? If Ricky actually had bumped into her?
He would have apologized.
No, he wouldn't.
100% would have apologized.
He would have been
See,
like,
you're wrong, because I sat with Ricky Steamboat for 6 hours, and he was one of the nicest guys on the planet.
Now, when I develop the funds for this, we have to go meet. I want to meet Tully Blanchard when he comes to Jersey or New York.
You did call him out. Yeah, no. I mean, I love Tully. I told Tully how much he was the best. You know, I got a nice picture with him with the shirt, with the Turnbuckle throwback shirt, throwing the floor up. Fuck yeah, I did. And I made a black and white one too. And he signed the picture for me, so I have an 8x10. We should hang it up, actually.
We should.
I have it.
The man. He was good.
With the slingshot suplex as the finisher.
Simple move, but it was...
Back in the day, the simple moves were finishers anyway, so...
I mean, I still think a DDT could be a finisher.
They gotta bring back the pile driver.
Dude.
They're not gonna do it.
AEW will bring it.
I hope so.
Of course they will.
You ready to get out of here?
That's up to you. What is this dog shit? Ah!
James Brown, bro.
Hey!
Got to pay back! Their own people say it. Anyway.
A man!
We apologize for the late start, but thank you, Choppy, for grabbing this cord for me, and thanks everybody for waiting until 9:30.
I don't apologize.
Nice turnout tonight.
Listen, we're here because of the fans. And the fans are never going to go anywhere.
No, they stuck by us.
You know what?
Appreciate it.
Even your mom stuck by us. You know? Everyone sticks by us. We are like... Woof! Wow, I like this shit. I remember this. Get down, you bastard!
Similar down people say.
Ow!
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 He was a hoss.
He was a hoss.
I like the late start, Nick German says.
Yeah, you do like the late start.
Don't make me call Phil's mama. Anyway.
Doing any damn thing to me.
Anyway, thanks for everybody for hanging out with us tonight. We appreciate it. A lot of wrestling this weekend. You got AEW, you got WWE, you got Evolve, you got New Japan. It's going to be a great weekend for wrestling. Make sure you turn it on and turn it to the throwbacks page, social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com, RantEMRadio.com, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, Dark Satellite Media. Jimmy's got some new shows up there. Check them out. Jimmy's coming on the show in a couple of weeks. Very excited about that. Next week, we're not on Friday. We have an 8 o'clock start on Saturday.
July 20th. 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Live. Great American Bash 1989 special. We will have me, Impact Player, the Cuz Bros, the Mandingos. My fucking brother is going to be on here.
Nice.
His brother is going to be on here. It's going to be a happening. It's going to be really, really cool, guys.
Thanks to everybody in the chat room. Thanks to my mom for the running.
Tell your parents. Tell your friends.
Tell your mama.
Tell your mom. You better call your mama.
You better call your mama.
That's right.
Fucking handle it.
We might even have Mrs. Lesser.
Yeah.
On Skype.
Similar down, people say.
Woo! Ow!
Oh, mom's coming on the show.
Oh, she is? Oh, perfect.
Well, yeah, she'll be calling in.
Excellent.
So listen, on behalf of the fans, the chat room, on behalf of my tag team partner, Mr. Choppy Pain in the Ass, I'm Philly Ray for 7 years. Reminding you all to take care of yourselves, each other, avoid the clap, don't get arrested, don't say the N-word.
Fuck you!
That's the F-word, not the N-word.
What's the N-word?
Never mind. What, the N-word?
You just said never mind.
I didn't. No, that's not the N-word.
Which one are you talking about?
Dude, really?
What are you talking about?
The N-word.
What N-word is this?
What did you say, nigga?
That N-word.
Okay. I'm not a racist, though.
You're not. I didn't say you were.
Okay.
Everybody have a great rest
of
your week.
I have a lot of black friends. Rick James. James Brown.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.